the Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Recently, the California Board of Education unanimously approved implementing references to gay role models throughout history and social science curriculum. As early as the second grade, children will now be immersed into the gay rights movement and other similar topics within their mainstream education. This law will also prohibit the implementation of any classroom materials, including health studies, that reflect adversely upon LGBT lifestyles. These new guidelines will only diminish the importance of prominent events and historical figures for the sake of being replaced by LGBT icons. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about the Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome to a special edition of the Cigar Dave Show. It's Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water, presented by Rocky Patel Premium Cigars at Buffalo River Works. This is Voice Talent Ed, along with Colonel Ange, Captain Paul, XO Tim, Lieutenant Gary, Butcher Dave, the Portuguese Princess, Mrs. Harem of One, and Mick the Brit, inviting you to join the General for non-stop Alpha Male Pleasure Maneuvers. General's warning. Today's show is rated a big F-U. For Screw, the F-U-D-A, and all enemies of pleasure.
Yeah, so F-U-D-A.
And now, America's alpha male in chief, your general, Cigar Dave.
Since I announced the 2016 Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest beginning of June, I have been waiting impatiently to say the following words. It's showtime in my hometown of Buffalo, New York. And I never thought I would ever say this coming back to my hometown. I wish to hell right now there was a snowbank I could put myself into. It's hotter than hell here in Buffalo. And it's going to get far hotter. We have got an unbelievable show planned for you today. And first of all, how's everybody liking our new digs? Buffalo River Works, right on the water downtown Buffalo. We got plenty of Rocky Patel cigars, great libations, great delicacies, Hamburg Brewing, Jack Daniels. We've got tons of great spirits. We've got everybody from Rocky Patel. Most importantly, we've got all the alphas front and center here. And as always, I extend to you my long-ass greetings and salutations. A long-ass snappy salute, semper delectatio, always pleasure. Screw the enemies of pleasure, and long live the alphas. Make America great again! Now that I think of it, why the hell aren't I running for president instead of Trump and Hillary? I would win. That is true. All right, lieutenants, as always, we've got our great crew. We've got many special guests. So without any further delay, first up, joining us from all the way across the pond, the man solely responsible for Brexit and Britain leaving the European Union, Mick the Brit.
Yeah. Thank you, General, and thank you, Buffalo soldiers. It's great to be here, and I've got to thank the General for making it possible for me to be here today with you, shoulder to shoulder. Thank you, General.
Mick, as always, great to have you with us. And
I understand you've had some unusual weather since before I arrived.
Well, in Buffalo, they've had a drought all summer. Drought conditions, correct.
Now, that doesn't normally happen before I arrive somewhere. That normally happens when and during, especially the bars.
That is correct. And I should say, Mick has a... We have a major, major DEFCON 1 situation. The hotel where the entire crew is staying, the bar is under renovation and is closed. I've never seen a grown... Well, Mick, are you fully grown yet?
I am standing up, and yes.
If he's on his knees, he disappears.
He was on his knees. What am I going to do? But we found him a fuel station right across the street where he can get his IV hookup of gin and Guinness, so he's good to go. All right, next up... Oh, by the way, Voice Talent Ed joining us from my neck of the woods, the Cigar City.
Yes,
welcome,
indeed.
As always, Voice Talent
Ed.
Well,
thank you. You know, there's no place I would rather be. And how about this venue here and all of its
amazing.
All of its industrial splendor? A lot of people in here, too, and it's nice to see each and every one of you.
And I should say, we have another sellout crowd today. We opened up... I said I was going to open up 10 more tickets. We opened up a few more than that, but we still had requests coming up until last night. So those that are not here, what did I tell you? You better buy your tickets early next year. All right, let us move along. We've got to my left, Captain Paul.
General Walt. General, welcome home to your beautiful city of Buffalo. There's nothing like spending a day with 200 or 300 of the finest cigar-smoking individuals in the world here in Buffalo.
And those that enjoy the Alpha Good Life, let's not forget that.
Well, there's no other way but the Alpha Life, General. We take that for granted because that's the way we live it. Isn't that right?
Right.
And by the way, Captain Paul, the proprietor of Colvin Cleaners, the finest dry cleaners in the world, what do I do when my terrible cleaners in the Cigar City of Tampa can't get anything out? I FedEx my clothes up to Captain Paul. And he gets it out just like that. This is a bib, Captain Paul. This is your enemy. But I will wear this today. All right, next up, let's move along and go to Exo Tim to the right.
General, thank you, thank you, thank you. First of all, Mick has never been shoulder to shoulder with anybody. Second, I just want to explain to people on the radio, we are in the middle of Silo City in South Buffalo. We are surrounded downtown Buffalo. We are surrounded by silos, more silos than any city in the United States, and so proud of it. It's an awesome venue.
And between the incredible aroma of the cigars and the aroma coming from the General Mills Cheerios factory, probably about 1,000 yards to my right, and I can see it, the aroma of Cheerios being made right now is incredible. And we've got a special guest from General Mills because everybody in their goodie bags got some breakfast cereals from General Mills, some great Cheerios. We'll talk about that. Many people around the world don't realize Cheerios are made in Buffalo, New York. So we will get to that. Let's go to the back. We've got Mrs. Harem of One, Gina.
Hi, General. Welcome home.
Great to be back. You are going to be manning, I see you right where you should be, by Hamburg Brewing.
Yep, I'm right by Hamburg Brewing and John Russo back here.
John Russo Sr. and Jr., and we're going to be having them on the show a little bit later. We've also got General Dave's Alpha Male Ale, a special double IPA that we concocted with them. How's it going back there? Everybody enjoying the double IPA that we did? Outstanding. All right, and then let's go to Lieutenant Gary by the Tinderbox. Tinderbox selling plenty of great Rocky Patel cigars.
General, what a pleasure it is to have you here in Buffalo. I do have one question, though. We always say that Mick DeBritt has drunk Canada dry. I'm curious how he did with those Labatt Blue cans in the background.
I'll tell you, there's six silos, and we'll take pictures and post these, that are probably 125 feet in the air. That's a lot of Labatts. Mick drank it all. That's why we've got a drought here in town. Let's go to Puff Muffin Lori.
Hello, General. How are you?
Fantastic, Puff Puff and Lori. Remind everyone of your duties, please.
My duty is to make your life stress-free.
Stress relief is paramount to this five-star.
And your command is my wish.
As it should be. I hear that all the time.
I do see you have a little sweat on your brow. Should
I do have a bead of sweat. As you should, yes. I don't sweat. I glow. All right, as you do that... Let us go over. There's this wonderful aroma emanating from the pooch pit. First up, as always, we've got Colonel Ange.
General, long ashes to you. And just Mick, where are you, buddy? I know we're both vertically challenged. They can say what they want, but there's nothing like dancing breast to cheek. Nice to be here, General.
That's a comment, but I won't make it.
Yeah, that's good.
Because my mother's in the audience here, and I know I'll hear from it. How can you say that on the air? You shouldn't have said that on the air. All right, we've also got the Portuguese princess, Colleen.
Good afternoon, General.
How about those Bills? Big Bills fan, Colleen, right?
Big Bills fan.
So tell us who you really root for.
Patriots, of course.
Boo.
I'm not feeling the Buffalo.
You shouldn't. You never will. And there is the aroma of charcoal. By the way, all the climate change people and the global warming, all that BS, they right now are having a fit because we actually have charcoal that is emanating into the air. It is spewing massive amounts of incredible aroma. Butcher Dave from Orchard Fresh, what do we got on that grill?
Hey, General, welcome back to Buffalo. I got some special treats today. I've got a double IPA sausage made with your special alpha male ale.
Beautiful.
We've got a tequila sausage for Nish. And of course, the tomahawk chop.
Well, we've got more than one tomahawk chop, correct?
Yes.
We got a little special surprise on that.
Yes,
Colonel Ange, give us the menu for today, please, in addition to the wonderful menu that everybody has enjoyed here at Buffalo River Works today.
General, we're going to have a walleye world on weck, which is fresh walleye from Lake Erie on a weck roll, alpha male sausages that the Butcher Dave talked about, a five-star General burger with Grandma Ida's homemade pastrami, the Nish Knish for our dear friend.
The Nish Knish.
For Mr. Party in Your Mouth.
It's like a party in your
mouth. Party in your mouth.
And
there
of
you
course,
go.
As we said, the tomahawk steak. But wait till you see the tomahawk steak that Butcher Dave is going to bring out later for everybody to see.
Outstanding. And we should mention, last year, we had tons of people that came up and said, are you selling those tomahawk chops? We have brought 50 tomahawk chops. They're not cooked. You'll have to cook them on a grill tonight. Available for sale. And these are tough to find. So we've got that we'll tell you about later on. Colonel Ange,
yes, sir.
A special guest. We've got Private G front and center.
Yeah, he's moved up the ranks. Private G, ladies and gentlemen.
He was Buck Private G. Now he's Private G.
Yeah.
Private G, what are your duties here today?
To guard against the enemies of pleasure and to secure the perimeter.
Outstanding. Well-trained lad. Alpha in training. Secure. By the way, Mark Polenkar, Erie County Executive, not welcome. Mike Bloomberg, not welcome. I'll give you an entire list. Now, we have some other people that we want to introduce. We've got some special VIPs. First up, I just mentioned my mother earlier. Number one, we've got Cigar Mother Piera, front and center. Stand up. Yeah, she knew me before I was a five-star. We've got Cigar Sister Lynn. And joining homes around the globe, from Munster, Indiana, to Los Angeles, to Canada, maybe even Kuala Lumpur, Cigar Aunt Trudy.
Hey, now, Dave, I thought you had a nickname for your sister.
Oh, we'll get to, yes, I do. Dear Leader, yes, my sister, dear. She's giving me a look right now. Now, I should mention that one of my mentors, who I worked for at Channel 2 many, many years ago when I was in high school, who is retired the dean of Buffalo Sports, host of Bowling for Dollars for many years, Ed Kilgore, and I've always wanted to say this. Ed, anybody you want to say hello to tonight while you're on Bowling for Dollars?
Dave, I just want to say this. I've been watching you for many years now. I'm very proud of you, and you continue to do an adequate job.
Hey, who do you think I learned from? Now, we have a former game show host in our midst. Actually had a game show. Sergeant Steve, do we have that cut? Wait for it, it's coming. Oh, just instrumental? Oh, I didn't know that. Had I known that, I would have started talking. That was the theme to the game show Go, which, as Kevin said, was gone very quickly.
13 weeks. I can tell you for sure, you're the only radio guy that puts makeup on to do his show.
No.
I like it. You're Cigar Dave. I am the Duke of Doppler. And right now, we're keeping an eye on the sky.
Kevin, we're covered.
Yes, we are.
Don't worry about weather. Who gives a damn
if it
rains?
We're secure.
We're safe.
It may be very dry in Buffalo, but I got news for you. They are pouring it over at the Jack Daniels booth here. All right?
That's
Many of these people would like to give you a standing ovation. They can't even move. All right, that's this.
Hey, Kevin, leave the comedy and entertainment to a professional.
I think that's a very good idea. I got news for you. And to the Patels, it's great to have you in our community. As Dave will tell you, when people in Western New York look you in the eye and they say, how are you doing? We're looking for an answer. You're welcome to come here anytime. You bring not only expertise in your particular field, you bring a nice set of class to our community as well. And Dave, nice to have you back home. The city's getting better.
Absolutely.
And it's getting a little bit bigger. And I think all of us would agree you're a good asset to this town. Thank you, Dave.
Well, great to be back in my hometown. And, of course, diehard Bills and Sabres fan. And we watch all the Bills games. And of course, if you follow me on Twitter, you see my rants on Sundays. Why do I have a feeling I'm going to rant again this year? In any event, we've got another special guest. The afternoon presenter, as they say in the United Kingdom, Mick the Brit. The afternoon host, WBEN, Tom Bowerly. Hey, Tom.
Thank you very kindly.
Tom, you definitely don't go to my barber, I can tell you that.
And on behalf of all of Western New York, welcome back to Buffalo Cigar Dave. You are truly a national treasure from our area. God bless you.
Tom, great to have you with us. Enjoy the good life. And I had the privilege about six, seven weeks ago attending the GOP, the Erie County Republicans, Grand Old Puffer. We had a fantastic time at the Rifle Club. There you go. Just not far from here, we've got Erie County Republican Chairman Nick Langworthy.
Thank you, Dave, for all you do to point out to the people across this country what an enemy of pleasure our county.
Say that one more time. We lost it.
Thank you for pointing out what an enemy of pleasure that our county executive, liberal activist Mark Poloncarz is.
Yeah, he's like Bloomberg Light. He wants to, what do you want to do, charge for bags? You couldn't have bags at the supermarket. You couldn't buy cigars at the drugstore because he said drugstores should be places for health. And I'm thinking, great, when are you going to get the Cheetos, the Doritos, the potato chips, the peanuts, the beer, the wine, the gum, the candy, everything else out. So the hypocrisy is incredible. Lieutenants, when we come back, we'll be joined by Nish Patel, Nimish Desai, Hamlet Paredes, Rocky Patel Cigars. We're going to be launching the new Rocky Patel 55. Buckle up. We are just getting started. It's the 2016 Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water, Buffalo Riverworks, my hometown, Buffalo, New York, USA.
August selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is the Rocky Patel Hamlet Tabaquero. Hamlet Paredes blended this cigar with a San Andreas wrapper, filler from Nicaragua, and Brazilian and Mexican binders. This cigar is the closest a smoker can get to a fusion of Cuban craftsmanship and Nicaraguan ingenuity. It's easy to join the Officers Club to have these cigars shipped directly to you. Just log on to CigarDave.com.
This is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner, or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar like I do in the morning, I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth flavor. It's very, very balanced on your palate, and it absolutely is delightful. Tons of flavor, a perfect draw, and an incredible ash. This cigar is smooth. It will entice you to enjoying more and more of the Vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it, the oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
As a cigar connoisseur, one of the pleasures that we derive is walking into our retailer's humidor and seeing the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. 9 years ago, I had the idea that I wanted to share great cigars with the cigar lieutenants. So, the Officers Club was born. Every month, you will receive three fantastic premium cigars direct to your door, shipped in a very dapper Officers Club customized Ziploc cigar pouch. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. No long-term contracts. You can cancel whenever you want. You enjoy great cigars right to your door. Names like Perdomo, Diamond Crown, Brick House, San Latano, Rocky Patel, Torano, CAO, Avo, Camacho, Greycliff, and many more. Join the Officers Club today. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and for $22.95, you'll get the latest and greatest in the world of cigars.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padrón cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padrón controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padrón family, it's called making great cigars. The Padrón lines include the Padrón 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padrón Traditional line. All Padrón cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padrón. For your Padrón retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padrón is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
The General has not only turned on the no nagging sign for your pleasure and enjoyment, he's exterminated all enemies of pleasure within a 10-mile radius of Buffalo River Works for Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water.
And we welcome you back to downtown Buffalo, Buffalo River Works Pleasure Fest in full gear. Aroma of cigars, great delicacies, libations. Everybody get fed, properly fed? You're not hungry, are you? All right, just want to make sure. We got plenty of food going till 3 o'clock. All right, let us welcome very quickly. We've got Nish Patel, Nimish Desai, Hamlet Paredes from Rocky Patel Cigars. Real quick hello, Nish.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Buffalo. What a great city. I've been partying here for 3 days. The only place that I truly love.
All right, Nimish, say hello real quick.
Hello, Buffalo. The only place that kills me.
Hamlet, welcome.
No, Jesus, I cannot say welcome because this is my city.
That's right. Hamlet defected.
The U.S.
That's right. Hamlet defected in Western New York. Yeah. Lieutenants, when we come back, we're going to get into litation. We're going to talk about the Rocky Patel 55 as we continue from the Alpha Pleasure Fest in Buffalo.
If you miss any of the General Show, you can catch up anytime with the Cigar Dave mobile app, presented by Diamond Crown. Listen to the most recent show simply by opening the app with our continuous replay, or you can download a podcast of a past show. Search Cigar Dave in the App Store to get it.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. I'm here with my brother Nish and my cousin Nimish, and we're talking cigars. Guess what? They want me to vote on what my favorite cigar is. It's tough, but I'm going to go with the Decade. I love it. It's rich, decadent, and smooth.
Rocky, you know what? The Decade's a great cigar,
But the 15th anniversary, that's the cigar. That celebrated your 15 years in business, and I gotta tell you, it's my favorite.
You know what, Nish and Rocky, you both are wrong. The best cigar is Freedom by Rocky Patel. This cigar delivers a lot of spice, a lot of flavor, and in my opinion, it's the best cigar we make.
As usual, we can't agree. But guess what? There's a great cigar for everyone. I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General, good morning. Cigars.
Good afternoon. It's 12:30. I'm Mike.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy. Everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Coming to the Cascade Theater September 8th, Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Together, two old pals on the road. Don't miss this rare opportunity to catch two multi-Grammy winning stars sharing the Cascade Theater stage. Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Thursday, September 8th at Redding's Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a special set libation ceremony today on the Cigar Dave Show from the Alpha Pleasure Fest, Buffalo River Works, downtown Buffalo. It is not only the Olympiad, the Olympics going on in Rio, but however, it is the 2016 Alpha Olympiad as we celebrate the spirit of alphaness. And we have a special ceremony for libation as we sent Mick the Brit to the birthplace of the Olympics in Greece. Mick has brought the Olympic flame to the Western New York Theater of Operations. He swam across the pond with the flame lit. And I ask you direct your attention to the back of the arena, and you can see the Olympic torch, the Cigar Alpha Olympic torch.
Oh, my.
Let's get that music a little higher. And Mick is making his way around. And Mick will be sharing the flame all the way from Greece, through London, across the pond, through Philadelphia and Buffalo. And now it is going from Mick the Brit. The flame is being handed off to Puff Muffin Laurie. It is now lit. The second Olympic Alpha Olympic torch is lit as she makes the rounds. And the line of participants that wanted to carry the flame was overwhelming. And next up, we have Captain Paul. And I should say to our listening audience, Captain Paul, they're all wearing their Greek Olympian wreaths if they only had togas on. And now the third and fourth flame will be lit from Captain Paul to Mrs. Harem of One Gina, and they will all bring it on the main stage for the litation ceremony. We are making broadcast history. Never before, since Marconi invented the radio, has there ever been an Alpha Olympic litation ceremony such as today. Give them a big hand! And get Mick a Guinness now! And in the spirit of the Olympics, yes, I'm wearing the Greek wreath. Don't light my wreath on fire. It is very hot. All right, Voice Talent Ed, if you would commence litation, please.
With an unlimited and secure supply of Rocky Patel pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for Alpha Pleasure Fest Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Love this wreath. All right, we have got Nish Patel, Nimish Desai, Hamlet Paredes. Quickly, Nish and Nimish, tell me about the Rocky Patel 55, celebrating Rocky's 55th birthday. By the way, the day after mine in February.
That's right. 26th to 25th.
That's correct.
So it celebrates my brother's 55th birthday. So Hamlet and Rocky came up with the size, all sizes of 55 ring gauge, where we capered it on both ends, spent a lot of money on the mold. So in your mouth, it's a 52.
And this is, what size do we have here? This is
that is a Corona.
That's a Corona? That is a unique Perfecto. In fact, the band takes about 90% of control.
All right, F you stuff. So.
It's all right. Lieutenant Brian took care of it.
It's Buffalo. Anyway, it's got a beautiful San Andreas wrapper on it. Habano from Nicaragua in the binder. All Nicaraguan filler. Medium body, packed. Full of flavor. It's a party
in your mouth.
In your mouth.
Outstanding. How many sizes?
We got four sizes. Corona, Robusto, Corona, Colotype, which is 8.5 by 55.
Big. And suggested retail on these?
Anywhere from $9 to $12.50.
And these are out. Buffalo is the first city in the world to have the new Rocky Patel 55. Everybody enjoying them? Outstanding. Voice telling it.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
All right, tell me about this cutter. This is looks like a wing-type guillotine.
It is.
Ish and Imish.
It's a Rocky Patel wing-type cutter made for Cigar Day to do the litation ceremony in style.
I did not realize that. A special custom-made design. Outstanding. Last but not least.
Maximum BTU flame-producing incendiary combustion deployment device.
No, devices. We have the Olympic torches. So, I am going to commence litation maneuvers. Perfect cut. Now, I'm going to remove the band because I don't want to have that catch fire. I just want the cigar to get lit. We are going to bring all the Olympic torches in. I'm going to gently toast it. We're talking massive BTUs.
Close your hair.
It is quite hot.
Admiral General.
Why do I feel like I was just sitting by the pool for 6 hours? That is hot. My cigar is now lit. And now there's two things I want to get to very quickly because there are two very important Alpha Olympiad events. The first is the arm curl. And who do we have that can demonstrate? Oh, Mick. Give the torch over to Gina. I want you to get a libation. I want you to demonstrate the Alpha arm curl. And the second one that we have is another special one. We'll get Butcher Dave ready. All right, Mick. Everybody's going to grade Mick. The arm curl, please. He has taken the beer with his arm into his mouth. All right. I give that a 10. What do you give it? 10?
10.
Wait, somebody gave it a 3. Get the Russian judge out of here. Oh, we got another 10. You know what, Mick? I overruled Tommy Pinko. We give you a 10. You have earned the gold medal in the arm curl. Woo! But we're not playing God Save the Queen. I'm going to tell you that right now. All right, now next up, we've got a very, very important Alpha Olympiad event. It is called the Tomahawk Choplift. The Tomahawk Choplift. Butcher Dave, are you ready for the lift?
Ready.
Wait, go. That is a perfect 10. Perfect. Notice how clean it was going up. He took how many ribs do you have on there?
7 ribs.
7 tomahawk chops together. How much does that weigh?
About 23 pounds.
Beautiful. Clean, jerked it right over. That give him 2 gold medals for that. Outstanding. So the Cigar Olympiad is now in the annals of history. All right. Now let's talk about Rocky Patel. Nish, you talked about in a very unique way the FUDA. And I don't want to get into too many specifics, but for the last really 2 months, you were all working nonstop because you had to get your brand, a new blends, a new SKUs out because of new FDA regulation.
You know what? It's been really tough for the whole cigar industry, and we're all banding together to come together and sponsor events like this so we can enjoy all these pleasure fests. Cigar Dave, and you are in the forefront with all these pleasure fests. So we have been, and my brother, my cousin, Hamlet, all of us have been there to protect your rights in the future. So we've been working nonstop, not only with the government, with new blends coming out, because August 8th was the date, as you know. And coming here, seeing something like this, makes us want to work even harder. Because people like you and your followers, it's amazing.
Well, people, the alphas, we want to enjoy ourselves. We're adults. We can make intelligent decisions. We don't need unelected bureaucrats that sit and count the days down until they can retire on our nickel to tell us what to do and how to live our lives. We don't need that.
Absolutely. 100%. Vote for Cigar Dave, guys.
They think they're smarter than we are. I got news for you. We're a hell of a lot smarter than they are. And we don't need them to tell us how to live our lives, what to do. We work hard. We want to enjoy our lives. We want to enjoy pleasure. And Nimish, I know you've been going to the factories in Honduras, Nicaragua. You've been going nonstop multiple times a week.
It's been crazy.
By the way, Nimish, stand up for a second. Stand up, Nimish. Hold on a second. Stand up. Stand up. You're wearing a pink T-shirt and powder blue shorts. Thanks for getting dressed up for me today. We appreciate
that. Not a problem.
That.
I'm in Buffalo. Gotta do like the Buffalonian.
Excuse me. We dress up in Buffalo. Look, come on. We know how to dress.
Let me tell you, it has been a nightmare. People just think you go down there, you make cigars. We got to create new packaging, new boxes. And it's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard of, that if you have not shipped a cigar up into this in this country before August 8th, it's almost impossible to bring new products into this country. So all the creativity from all the cigar manufacturers out there, that's going to go out the window. You're not going to see new cigars. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Not only that, it's going to eliminate a lot of beautiful brands that are out there, mom-and-pop stores, mom-and-pop brands that you guys have been enjoying will be gone. And that's what we're trying to protect.
Let's talk about the Rocky Patel 55, because Rocky's been working on that a number of years. Every time I go down to Rocky Patel headquarters down in Naples, we go in the conference room, and Nimish, you bring in a huge box filled with hundreds and hundreds of cigars.
And Dave takes all the samples home.
I do not. I just take about 100 home. But, well, I got to make sure that I get the proper taste of each one.
There you go.
I got to give every blend its proper due. Now, you go down, you come back, we do all these blends, and you're tasting and refining and making changes. How many changes did you make on the Rocky Patel 55 until you got the final blend?
We probably had about 89 to 95 different versions before we picked the final blend.
So Rocky puts three cigars in front of me. First cigar I smoke, I say, love this. This is it, Rocky. Second one, I'm like, you know, it's not bad, but just a little too full, a little overpowering. Smoke the third one, I'm like, no, this just doesn't have it. And he looks at everybody and says, see, what did I tell you? I told you the first one was the best. And that's the one that we ended up picking. And it's very, very nice. A lot of flavor, but again, it's very, very smooth. What was Rocky trying to accomplish with that
blend? Dave, I got to tell you what, it's a true story what you do say. Every time we came out, especially the 55, Rocky did put three blends. It's actually more than three blends in front of Dave. And he did pick the one that we all picked. Because you know what? You do have a good palate.
I got good taste.
You know?
I have good taste.
And I got to tell you what, when we came up with the 55, it's my brother's birthday. He's 55 years old. Sorry, Rocky. And, you know, we were deciding what to come up with. And Hamlet goes, why don't we make every ring gauge a 55 ring gauge? And Rocky goes, you know what? That's a great idea. So we came up with the size, and we're not big ring gauge guys. Like most manufacturers, we're Lanceros, Rothschilds, Corona guys, Robusto, 50, 52 max. So between Hamlet and Rocky, they came up with the size. We had to come up with a special.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO-style event, dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gentlemen, a true gentleman, rest in peace. Lieutenants, we'll continue from the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in downtown Buffalo, right around the corner.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
It's an exquisite day here at the Jensen Estate Patio overlooking the 13th Green.
And we're underway. Jim Jensen has chosen his favorite stick.
The Diamond Crown No. 4 by J.C. Newman.
See the way he holds the cigar, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent balance and heft.
Ooh, he's eyeing the silky Connecticut Shade Wrapper, fermented twice for the smoothest, richest flavor.
And hand-rolled by the Fuente family with a blend of 6 to 7 distinct Dominican and Caribbean Basin tobacco leaves.
Each lovingly aged for at least 5 years. Oh, now Jensen's lighting up the Diamond Crown.
He's got got a precision burn, Tom.
Those highly complex flavors with hints of dark chocolate really deliver, Bill.
Yes, like all cigars in J.C. Newman's Premium Diamond Crown line.
That'd be the highly rated Maximus and the Julius Caesar.
Ah, now Jensen's settling in, rolling the rich smoke through his nose.
Look at the satisfaction on his face, Bill.
Oh, a thing of beauty, Tom.
Experience the Premium Diamond Crown brand by J.C. Newman at select retailers or Diamond Crown Lounge near you. Find us on Facebook at J.C. Newman Cigar Co. or visit DiamondCrown.com.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just 1 more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Thank the general now.
And we're referring to the Erie County executive, who is a known enemy of pleasure. He's Mike Bloomberg Light. He's a wannabe. But we continue from the Alpha Pleasure Fest in Buffalo. Before we get back with Nish, Nimish, and Hamlet, we had one of our lieutenants, Tony Eros of Wilmington, Delaware, bought a ticket, got an email from him a few days ago saying, General, I will not be able to attend, but I want to give the ticket to somebody in the military that is worthy, that is deserving. So we hunted, and thanks to XO Tim, where is Army Specialist Eric Bienis? Give Eric 22 years, retired, disabled vet. He has been stationed all over the East Coast, 8 years, active duty, 1990 to 1997. 1998, joined the National Guard, Connecticut Street Armory, where my father was a physician at the Connecticut Street Armory way back. As a kid, I used to ride in that armory. I remember it. He was activated for September 11th, went to LaGuardia Airport for 6 months, to nuclear plants in New York State, Operation Empire Shield. He retired May 2012. So, Eric, glad you could attend, and I want to make sure we're going to send a picture over to Tony in Wilmington, Delaware. So give a big round for Eric and to Tony for giving that ticket.
Thank you.
General. General, real...
Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't know I had to say something.
No, you're up. You're up, Eric. Go ahead.
Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it. But it's not just me. I know I got my Marine buddy back here. I see an Air Force hat here. I know there's other veterans. Stand up. I'm not the only one here.
Who there are you go. The stand up. We're all the best.
Stand up.
Give a big round of applause.
Stand up.
Outstanding.
So I know I speak for them. I wore my dog tags with pride. If I could go back today, I would. In fact, where'd Tim go? Here he is. His son, a.k.a. Buzz Lightyear, in the unit. I was bada bing. Go figure. But we wear the dog tags. I know when it hits the fan, I'm not going to be the only one standing there.
That's right.
So me, my fellow veterans, everyone that was here, the true Americans, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Outstanding.
Enjoy the cigars.
And enjoy yourself today. Glad to have you in our presence. All right,
General, real quick.
Yes. Where are we going? Captain Paul.
Right back here, General.
Yes.
Atwell Eye Care wants you to know that all the cigars you gave them last year went to the USS Cole.
Outstanding. Excellent. We know that ship, the SS Cole. And there's some great charities that you can donate cigars to our vets. The number one requested item, there are two items that are requested for our servicemen stationed overseas, cigars and coffee. Those are the two things they love most. So if you can donate cigars, I know that Rocky Patel Cigars is involved. So, Nish, let's talk about some of the new cigars that you launched a few weeks ago in addition to the Rocky Patel 55.
Right. First, before we start that, I just want to say, Eric, thank you very much. Without you guys in the service, we wouldn't be here doing what we're doing. So, again, I want to give thanks out. And you're smoking my bold. I love it. Dave, we launched the 55 that we talked about. Then the other cigar we launched at the trade show this year was called the Special Edition. I'm going to have my cousin talk a little bit about the Special Edition.
Okay, go ahead.
What's cool about the Special Edition, it's a very unique cigar. First of all, it comes in a 10-count box. It's a beautiful box that we created in China. It's like a mother-of-pearl type of box.
Boo, China. We'll talk after.
I've lost my train of thought now. See what you did? The cigars are box pressed, except the 60 is a round cigar. It's got I got so many blends in my head, but if I remember correctly, it's got a Habano wrapper from Ecuador. It's got some Honduran Nicaraguan fillers in there, and we got two special binders in there that I can't really tell you about. The cigar is very rich, very elegant, smooth, medium-bodied, and I think it's just one of the best cigars we've ever made, so hopefully you guys get a chance to enjoy it. The tinderbox will have it, so.
What my cousin didn't tell you, it is almost a party in your mouth, but it is going to get there by the time it's delivered and it's aged.
All right, and then Hamlet. Defected from Cuba. We had him here last year rolling some cigars. Actually, the Hamlet, the Rocky Patel Hamlet Tabaquero, is the August Officers Club selection, so all of our members will be enjoying that. I know you're working on some new blends with Rocky.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I went down to Nicaragua, so I made like 50 blends over there, so working on, because of this FDA thing. So we got to plan 50 years ahead what we're going to do. So we did it. But I just want to say, I'm so emotional whenever I came up here to Buffalo, because this is my hometown.
There you go. Hamlet
that
came
was
here.
My welcome hometown.
Well, the Buffalonians will treat you like one of theirs. There's no question about it. Lieutenants, hour number two is right around the corner. We've got more surprises for you. Hour number two of the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water from Buffalo River Works. Downtown Buffalo comes your way next. Stand by. Stay right where you are.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Mom, what do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Donald Trump says the Democrats know that the cost of President Obama's health care plan will skyrocket this fall, but they're trying to delay the announcement.
Remember this, folks. On November 1st, they are going to announce earth-shattering, election-shattering, an increase that's so big that you will never, ever in a million years vote for Hillary Clinton.
The leader of a New York City mosque and an associate were fatally shot, execution style, as they were walking home from their mosque this afternoon. NYPD Detective Inspector Henry Sautner, that is, says witnesses described the gunman to police.
Video evidence shows a male with a medium complexion, dark-colored polo-style shirt and shorts. Immediately after victims were shot, the same male is seen fleeing from the scene southbound on 79th Street.
Police say it does not appear that robbery was a motive, nor does it appear that it had anything to do with their religion. Saturday shopping turned chaotic in an upscale Raleigh, North Carolina mall Saturday. Shopper Lauren Baker was among those inside the Crabtree Valley Mall.
We just saw everyone look at a certain direction and their faces just turned to terror, and we just ran like everyone else did.
Several eyewitnesses say they saw two men arguing at the food court. They said they saw someone pull out a gun and fire off several shots, and people scattered. Police Chief Cassandra Deck Brown says several people were injured as they rushed to escape.
Mainly due to folk trying to leave the mall, caught up in the rush of everyone else running out of the mall.
So far, police have no suspects, no injuries, and no spent bullet casings. The death toll in Louisiana attributed to flooding now stands at 3 after a woman's body was discovered earlier today. She was in a car of two other people that was swept off the road on Friday. The other two were rescued earlier today. This is townhall.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Many mosquito repellents contain the chemical DEET. General Physician Dr. Charles Snyderman has more on the additive.
The chemical DEET is the active ingredient in many insect repellent products. It does not kill insects. It makes us taste bad to them. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, reviewed the scientific data on DEET in 2014 and declared it safe to apply to the skin of adults and children of any age at any concentration.
Dr. Snyderman adds that no one should swallow any DEET or apply it to burn skin or open wounds or use it on your skin if you have had a reaction to it previously. The New York Times is reporting that the Soviet Union had a state-sponsored doping program ahead of the 1984 Olympics before it boycotted the L.A. Games. Times quotes a 1983 document that was obtained from a former chief doctor for the Soviet track and field team. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Wyoming Supreme Court set to hear arguments next week on whether a Pinedale judge who has said she wouldn't perform so-called same-sex marriages because of her religious beliefs should be removed from office.
Ruth Neely in April filed a petition asking the court to reject a recommendation from the State Commission on Judicial Conduct and Ethics recommending that she lose her job as a municipal judge and circuit court magistrate. Neely said in 2014 she would not perform the unbiblical unions because of her religious beliefs. Commission lawyers argue that Neely's position violates the Code of Judicial Conduct. Patrick Voss reporting.
The Obama administration inviting companies to bid for the right to build wind energy turbines off North Carolina's Outer Banks. The Interior Department announcing today a proposed lease sale for 122,000 acres beginning about 28 miles off Kitty Hawk that includes part of the Outer Continental Shelf. Government previously announced lease availability for offshore sites near Wilmington and four off South Carolina. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
This is a special edition of the Cigar Dave Show. It's Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water, presented by Rocky Patel Premium Cigars at Buffalo River Works. With this bastion of carnivores, PETA has just declared this a dead animal disaster area. That doesn't suck. Now, America's alpha male-in-chief, your general, Cigar Dave.
And we welcome you back to the most alpha-friendly place on the planet. There are no enemies of pleasure. There are no wussified betas. It is 100% USDA-certified alpha male zone, and we are enjoying great cigars, great quality delicacies, great libations. As our good buddy Lee Corso would say, life is good. And we welcome everyone back, and we've got Nish Patel, Nimish Desai, Hamlet Paredes. In just a few minutes, we'll be joined by John Russo of Hamburg Brewing, a very great story, success story of a craft brewer here in the Buffalo, Western New York Theater of Operations. But before we continue, let us go to the pooch pit. Colonel Ange, we delayed the Walleye World on WEC. So, tell us about this.
General, what we have is fresh walleye from beautiful Lake Erie. Take a look, guys. That's where it is. It's brought up. It's here. We breaded it. We fried it. We're serving it with a horseradish tartar sauce. And we'd really like you to take a taste, General.
Did you think I was going to argue and say I'm not going to take a taste?
You know, General, I know you're a fisherman with your own particular style.
You want to tell everybody about that fishing style?
General has a great fishing style. What he does is he gets on his cell phone and starts checking out launch sites while his pole is sitting here and fish are flipping up in the water, so that we have to tap him on the side of the head and say, Captain, reel it in.
Who caught the biggest fish?
Okay, you did get
it. There you go. It worked. All right, I'm going to take a taste. So one more time, this is walleye from Lake Erie.
It's from Lake Erie, General. It's breaded and fried, and it's a little bit of horseradish tartar sauce. We hope you like it.
So while Cigar Dave's eating, I'm going to tell you, he did put a bib on.
He did.
He did put a bib
on. Absolutely. All alphas use a bib. It's like my grandfather. I used to kid my grandfather. Guess what? Now I wear the bib like my grandfather. And I have to tell you, everybody always laughs. Say, I never get any stains on my shirt. And then I go to lunch or dinner with them, and I look out and I said, you may want to check your shirt. But me, the bib absorbs all the stains, so it works out great. All right, this is excellent. By the way,
thank
the
you.
WEC makes the difference.
That's the whole thing, General. It's
you guys have to try
Buffalo
this.
Style.
That is outstanding. And as we do that, Nimish, let's talk about some of the other cigars in the lineup that have been launched the last year or two that have been successful. We've got some of them that have been in the cigar packs today.
Right. We actually launched a couple more cigars at the show this year we didn't talk about yet, so I'll talk about those.
What you got to do is take it.
We launched the Prohibition Connecticut. We also launched the Catch 22 Connecticut. And we also launched a special size and Hamlet cigar, the Bala, which he'll tell you guys about.
And I want to talk about the Hamlet, because Hamlet, when you were in Cuba, a little background, Hamlet was one of the foremost rollers in Cuba, and he was their main ambassador traveling across the world. Asia, the Orient, Europe, South America, Middle East. He was their number one ambassador for Habanos, and he had only worked with Cuban tobacco. So Hamlet, when you meet Rocky and he hires you, right, almost sight unseen, and he tells you, we've got 50 different varieties of Nicaraguan, Honduran, Dominican, U.S. tobacco. What did you think?
No, you know what? I was like feeling like I was my youngest son with so many tobacco in front of me. But there is a big, big joke that they're just using even nowadays. I've been here for a year and a half. So there is me now blending all, like I did like 124 blends just to come out with my cigars. So I'm looking at the Cigar Aficionado, and they're just talking about my blend, and they said, like, Brazilian tobacco. I'm like, what? I didn't use Brazilian tobacco in my cigar. So I'm calling him, I'm calling Rocky, I'm calling everybody. Everybody's freaking out. And then I'm like, Nimish is like, Hamlet, what is in your cigar? I'm like, okay, there is Jalapa, SLE, Condega, Matafina, and he was like, oh, Hamlet, hold on. Matafina is from Brazil. So it was the first time in my life I was actually trying and touching non-Cuban tobacco. So I wasn't realized that what was.
And who has the best tobacco now, Cuba or everyone else?
I will tell you that the beauty of this journey is just like trying to make something that pleases everybody. So you can do that with any tobacco. And the whole thing is just how to blend and put together all this tobacco and give it to the people.
All right, so I'm gonna interject here, because Hamlet is being political, which he always is, and that's why...
We're not politically correct on this show.
No, but he's...
He didn't get the memo.
But he's Switzerland. And when Hamlet first came, and I did not know who Hamlet was, when my brother hired him, normally when we hire somebody, we do it as a group. But he did it himself, and he's being very modest. So I'm going to tell you a quick 30-second story about Hamlet. So J.J. Fox, who's the oldest retailer in the world, they're out of London. And Hamlet is very famous outside of America. And I didn't know him because I was in America, right? People used to go to Cuba just to get his Solomon size. He invented the flying pig. There's a lot of stuff that Hamlet, and I learn from him every day, and I thought I know tobacco. I learn from him every day. I learn from my brother every day, and so with my good friend. And he came there, and he worked in our lounge, Burn, in Naples, and he didn't know anything but Cuban tobacco for years. So he is learning about it, great cigars, Fuente, Padron, everybody else, and he's selling it. He wants to learn. He immerses himself in different tobaccos from the world just to learn it. He goes, you know what? Nicaragua, I can blend with Nicaraguan tobacco. It's phenomenal. And he came in, and he has blended some phenomenal cigars, and he's learned. He just told me. He was in Cuba last week. He goes, you know what? I was in Cuba.
Wait. You left, defected, and you went back? What the hell are you thinking?
Well, no. He went back. He's got family there. But he went back, and here's what he told me. You know, I was in Cuba. I didn't smoke a Cuban cigar. I only smoked my cigars. And that's how your palate changes.
Absolutely. Well, Hamlin, I know you're working on some new blends that we'll see in the not-too-distant future. Before we, I have word from the Pooch Pit that the Nish Kanish is done. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But first, want to bring up John Russo, Jr. of Hamburg Brewing. Give a big Buffalo welcome. John Jr., his father, John Sr. back there. And they were here last year. We got to taste their great beers. If you have never been out to Hamburg Brewing and their incredible tasting room, they're cigar-friendly, got a beautiful area outside, patio deck, overlooks a beautiful pond, a little lake, and it is a magnificent place. They got all their beers. John, incredible. Every time I go back there, it keeps growing. And we have got, four or five beers that we're doing, including General Dave's Alpha Male Ale.
Yeah, we do, Dave. Thanks for having me, first of all. Yeah, we've got a couple beers we're sampling today, and we've got Sweet Tang is our summer seasonal. The Alpha Male Ale, which I will get to in a moment. We've got Grounded, which is a bourbon barrel and aged imperial stout we're going to have up here on the stage in a minute. And we have our Oktoberfest, which is just hitting stores in the 85-degree heat. Super.
90-degree.
91.
It is warm. So, we've got a few beers to try today.
And tell us how you got into getting into the craft brewing business, because I know your family, Sorrento Cheese, a name you're familiar, the Russo family for many, many years. So I know John Sr. likes this business better because you put him to work. He actually does the deliveries driving the big truck. So he's legit now.
He used to do that back in the day, too. Don't let him fool you.
Oh, he never told me that.
It's his favorite thing to do. He doesn't want to do anything else but that. It's good. But, we've enjoyed tremendous success. We're about to turn 3 years old. We've got a great staff of brewers. Everyone that works in our company is awesome, but we wouldn't be able to do it without all the great retailers that are around here, bars, restaurants, and genuine love of craft beer and better beer, tasting better things. Party in your mouth can be used in multiple outlets.
There you go. Now, let's talk about what we have up front here. This is the Grounded Bourbon Barrel-Aged Imperial Stout. This is what, a limited release?
This is a limited release. We do a couple times a year. And what we do is we take an Imperial Stout, high alcohol content, high flavor, a lot of notes of chocolate and coffee and toffee, things like that, and we stick it in a bunch of bourbon barrels. The bourbon barrels were only used for bourbon for 5 years or so. And so what we do is we put the beer in there, we let it sit for 5-6 months, and it absorbs a lot of the flavor from the oak and the bourbon that was in there, and it kind of pulls it into the beer. And when it's ready, then we take and package it up and sample it out. So in this, you're going to taste all sorts of things, the chocolate, the coffee, the toffee. You're going to get some oak character. You're going to get a little bit of bourbon. And it is ultimately the perfect cigar beer.
That is excellent. That goes perfectly with the Rocky Patel 55. Definitely a hearty beer. It is not for an amateur, but there's a lot of very complex notes in there. Very, very nice. It's very coffee-esque.
Yes, it's a little over 10% too.
Dave, you know what? I'm a little pissed off because I want this beer in Florida.
Well,
I want it because this is, I'm telling you, try it. It is phenomenal.
They have been, in fact. And phenomenal. I should say, that's a very good friend of mine who's a very big beer aficionado told me when I mentioned that I'm going up in that Hamburg Brewing, he had actually gotten a hold of some that he had flown down because he gets it from all over the country and raved about it. So I told him we're going to get some General Dave's Alpha Male Ale down to him, which brings us to the next beer that we're going to try.
Yes, so we're working on a double IPA for Cigar Dave here, the General. And we want to get that in stores down in Tampa because that's his home area now. Of course, he's from here. But it's a great beer. It's an 8% beer. It's a man's beer for sure. But it is packed with citrus, grapefruit, all sorts of hops. Very easy malt base, and it's a very well-rounded, very easy drinking 8% beer.
It's a little hoppy, but not overpowering. You don't get that real sourness on the back of the palate, but very nice. Try that one. Nimish, Hamlet, give it a try. Let me know what you think.
We've been
working on that since right around May when I was up.
That's right. And it's all about balance, too, just like a cigar.
Very, very good. It's got
packed full of flavor.
And this would go nice.
And it's complex.
Yeah, this would go nicely with a mild and medium. You could even have a full. You could have a Maduro. Really a wide variety of cigars. Well, John, I want to thank you for participating once again. Hamburg Brewing. And you're going right back to the brewery after this. You've got big parties going on today. Everybody's invited.
Endless fun at the Hamburg Brewing Company. We have a good time.
And thanks to John Jr., John Russo Sr., Hamburg Brewing. Plenty
thanks,
of samples
Dave.
Going around. And I also want to welcome Seneca Poker at the Seneca Casino, who joined us at Walleye. By the way, the casino, Seneca Poker at Seneca Casino, is like, what, a block or two away? So right after you can
I'll
stop.
Be there tonight.
And we've got all the great folks from Jack Daniels. We've got some Old Forster, Woodford Reserve, Gentleman Jack, my favorite. And Jeff Lauro, next segment, will be joining us. All right, very quickly, let's go to the Nish Knish. The Nish Knish is now ready. Colonel Ange, let's get his mic up, please.
We're not on the air.
There we go.
Air.
Now you're on the air.
In honor of our dear friend and special guest, we have a nice treat for you. We have the Nish Knish.
Wow, which, that's a surprise,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. Well, Nish, this is a sausage made with chorizo and tequila. It's stuffed in dough. It's got some cheese, and it's served with a tequila cocktail sauce. And by the way, there's a bottle of tequila. There's some shot glasses and some limes. And Nish, I apologize. I've never ever seen you drink tequila in a glass other than a 12-ounce tumbler. I should have got bigger glasses.
Well, I've got to say this: if my grandmother, Grandma Ida, saw cocktail sauce on a Knish. Not legit.
You know, it's general. Remember, it's from the Kosher Nostra Deli.
The Kosher Nostra Deli. Okay,
no,
beautiful.
No, you got to remember, that is just window dressing.
Okay, go ahead. Give it a taste. Give it a taste. Let us know.
I think he just
wants
the shots.
Wait, do you want me to douse it with some more Patron?
Dave, he just wants the shots of tequila.
Hold on a second. Let me garnish it with a little.
Oh, huh?
Anything
trust
with tequila
me.
Is awesome.
Exactly. Go ahead. I helped soften it up because it was a little tough.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate your help.
All right, he's going to taste that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Amazing.
Thank you, Nish. Welcome to Buffalo, Nish and Nimish and Hamlet. We love you.
All right, perfect. When we come back, we'll do a little American whiskey and bourbon tasting.
And we're doing a shot of tequila right now.
He'll take the whole bottle. And we're going to be joined by a special guest from General Mills Cheerios. In all your bags, your goodie bags, there are some Cheerios. We're right across from the Cheerios factory. We'll talk about that. And we've got a very special surprise coming your way at the bottom of the hour. Lieutenants, we're having a magnificent time. It is the Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water. Colonel Lynch, let's get his mic off. There we go. Thank you. We'll continue the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water, downtown Buffalo, right around the corner.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is the Rocky Patel Hamlet Tabaquero. These sticks were developed and blended by the Cuban master of tobacco, Hamlet Paredes. Tabaquero features a robust San Andreas wrapper with filler from Nicaragua and binders from Brazil and Mexico. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get these premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
In this difficult and challenging time when the government is trying to outlaw premium cigars and take away the art form of enjoying a beautiful cigar, we decided to introduce our brand called Prohibition. This cigar is going to be the bootlegger's dream. A gorgeous cigar made in Esteli, Nicaragua, triple capped using a broadleaf wrapper and a Mexican wrapper from the San Andreas Valley. It's got Nicaraguan tobaccos from the Nicaraguan valleys of Esteli and Jalapa. It's rich. It's complex. It's got some spice, some white pepper, and a ton of sweetness. Full of flavor, this cigar is one that you're going to want to enjoy, and you're going to bootleg. And that's why it's called Prohibition. Enjoy it. I promise you're going to love it.
The brand-new Cigar Dave mobile app for both iPhone and Android devices is finally out. If you go right now, either to the iTunes Store or the Google Play Store, Search for Cigar Dave and download our brand new app. It allows you to listen to the show live on your mobile device. You can listen to all of our podcasts. The last 10 podcasts are always available, Cigar Dave Daily Briefings. Additionally, it gives you direct access within the app to our Twitter page, our Facebook page. We also have the ability for you to call the show during the show right from the app, as well as send me a text message and an email. We also put in a couple of bonus items. You can get a weather alert as well as an alarm clock. It is the brand new Cigar Dave mobile app. You can listen to the Cigar Dave show anytime, any place, anywhere. Go right now to the iTunes Store or Google Play Store and download the brand new Cigar Dave mobile app.
Okay, people, we've just been awarded the Brick House Ad Account. Now, this cigar was named Best Bargain Cigar of 2009 by Cigar Aficionado, got a 91 rating, plus it's the hottest cigar on the market. So, we need an award-winning slogan.
He's a brick.
Bow, bow, bow,
bow.
What about, it's not your grandfather's cigar?
Ah, it's been done. Next.
How about good to the last draw?
Something original, people.
You deserve a brick today?
Now, who are you? Do you even work here?
Excuse me, sir. Am I to understand that every Brick House cigar is built with all the flavor and quality of the premium cigars of yesteryear?
Yesteryear? Really?
That's right, Bixby.
But yeah, it costs around $5 each.
Indeed.
Well, sir, people don't really need a slogan.
They don't?
No, sir.
Then what do they need?
$5 and a comfortable chair.
$5 and a comfortable chair. Genius!
Meet the perfect cigar to share with friends. Brick House by J.C. Newman. Handmade in Nicaragua with a fine Havana Subido wrapper, Brick House starts out earthy and crisp and burns well, rounded and smooth. Nothing stands the test of a good time like a Brick House. For more, visit BrickHouseCigars.com.
Are in hand. Cigars are lit. This is Alpha Male Pleasure Maneuvers at Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water with the General Cigar Dave.
Well, I can tell you it is very busy over in the Pooch Pit. Butcher Dave is working furiously because we have the Tomahawk Rib Chops for sale. Butcher Dave, one more time, we've got the chops for sale. How are you doing that? And also the sausage from Orchard Fresh. Let's get that microphone open. Go ahead, Butcher Dave. Butcher Dave, go ahead. Tell us, we're selling the tomahawk chops as well?
Yes, yeah, I'm sorry, General. No, we're selling the tomahawk chops. I'm cutting them fresh. They're $40. They weigh about 3 pounds each. You can purchase them. We give you a receipt. You can come before you leave and pick them up. I also have the Alpha Male Ale Sausage. We're selling a four-pack for $6. It's made with the Alpha Male Ale from Hamburg Brewery. You just come on over, and we can take care of you.
You're going to love it. Last year, everybody wanted the rib chops and the sausage. We've got it right here. All right, very quickly, let's go to Lieutenant Gary. Where's Lieutenant Gary?
General, right here, right in front of you.
Oh, there we go. We've got a special guest from General Mills, Dave Bissonette, right across the street where Cheerios are made. Dave, stand up. Dave was kind enough in General Mills to put the Cheerios in your bag along with Hamburg beer and Jack Daniels. You got some great gifts and great cigars. Dave, thank you so much. Great story with General Mills and Cheerios right in our backyard in Buffalo.
Thanks, General. I just want to say right off the get-go, again, as has been said a number of times, thanks for bringing it back to Buffalo. We count on your positive words across the country. Buffalo is a proud town.
Absolutely.
General Mills is a proud company. We've been here 75 years this year.
Didn't realize it. 75 years.
75 years this year in Buffalo, New York, doing it every day, 24/7. We love what we do. Our employees are committed to making a good product that people love. We did bring a little token of our appreciation here. One of our T-shirts, I'm afraid it might be too small. That would be Gary.
We'll frame it. Don't worry. But is this the only Cheerios factory in the world?
No. North American has a number of cereal and flour manufacturing sites. We are honored in Buffalo to be one of the sites that General Mills has just invested another $25 million in bringing a checks line to Buffalo.
Beautiful.
That's huge for Buffalo.
Thank General Mills. When we come back, Lieutenants, a special surprise. We will get to the Jack Daniels as we continue. Stand by.
the Cigar Dave mobile app for Android, Kindle, and iOS, so you can listen to The General anytime, anywhere. The Cigar Dave mobile app is presented by Diamond Crown. Search Cigar Dave in the App Store today.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Fans of Led Zeppelin, Hendrix, and the Stones know the songs of bluesman Willie Dixon. This fall, Big Head Todd and the Monsters join forces with three second-generation blues stars, Mutt Morganfield, Billy Branch, and Ronnie Baker Brooks, to pay tribute to Willie Dixon on the Cascade Theater stage. The Big Head Blues Club comes to the Cascade Theater Thursday, September 22nd. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Here's some important information from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. REU recognizes how utility costs affect our customers. We would like to take this opportunity to remind our customers that we offer special programs like our Lifeline and Lifeline Plus programs for income-qualified customers. REU also offers other customer assistance programs. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Direct your attention to the side of the arena with the wrestling ring. Welcome to Alpha Championship Wrestling. We have two. Buffalo is a bastion of wrestling history. And we've got Blackjack Phoenix first up. But, ladies and gentlemen, for our undercard today, we have a political matchup. First up, from parts around the world, actually from her private server room, Hillary the Felon Clinton. This is going to be a great undercard. And those of you lieutenants listening, we will post the video momentarily.
General, I thought the fight was going to... She's uglier.
All right. There's only one opponent that can take her on and destroy her. Ladies and gentlemen, from Trump Tower, Donald, believe me, Trump. We don't need any stinking election. We're going to decide it right here today in the wrestling ring. All right, are you ready? Start wrestling. And Donald Trump jumps on the ropes. He looks confident. Looks confident. Hillary, of course, looks small. Does not look good. Oh, Hillary starts to push Donald. Don't, you can't push a woman back. But Hillary's not a woman. So go ahead. You can push back. Matt. Didn't take long. I told you. Stick to the issues and you got her right on the mat. And you know what? She has already given up. Hillary Clinton has folded. Donald Trump, your winner. All right. That was just the undercard. Wait till you see the main event. For the main event, the world title bout for Alpha Male Championship Belt. This is a very prestigious event.
I can't tell.
Now entering the ring, the current champion. The man who eats enemies of pleasure for breakfast and snack time, Blackjack Phoenix. Oh, yeah. Let's hear it. He is representing Buffalo and the United States of America. So now let's hear it. Now the challenger, all the way from the Bromley section of London, representing the United Kingdom, whose ass we kicked 240 years ago in the Revolutionary War, personally responsible for destroying the European Union. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from London, please welcome Mick, the ferocious lion, Brexit patriot. And wait a minute, Mick. Wait, I see the flag. What the hell is this New England Patriots mask you're wearing?
That's right, brother. I'm from England, old England.
Yeah, but since when are you a Patriots fan?
Well, only since Miss Colleen told me to.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here in Buffalo. Let me ask you, are we Buffalo Bills fans? So who are we going to root for? The Patriot fan, or are we going to root for Blackjack Phoenix? Now, wait a minute. Wait. Mick, you're known as the ferocious lion. Why?
Because I roar.
All right, let's reveal the uniform, please. That doesn't look like anything's roaring coming from that, Mick. I gotta tell you, meow. You look like Sprinkles the cat.
Does it look like?
Maybe so, but I pee, brother.
All right, Mick. Let me ask you this. Is your estate fully in order?
Kind of.
you don't have much time. Let's get him in the ring. It is Blackjack Phoenix representing Buffalo and the United States. Sprinkles the cat representing London and England. Get in there. No. Get in the ring, Mick. You don't fight from the outside here, Mick. Mick, you can't even get in the ring. How the hell are you going to go against Blackjack Phoenix?
We're playing for the belt now.
Mick's doing a little rope-a-dope. Oh, he's got the belt. Mick is all of 4'11 and a half. Blackjack just took off. I can't believe what I'm seeing. He just took off the Patriot. Oh, he gets slapped in the neck. Mick is stumbling already.
Shoulder slap.
He's wobbly. He's stumbling.
This isn't going to last long.
All he did was give him a little tap, and Mick
goes
down.
Yeah. Oh.
Mick stumbling around. He doesn't know what to do. How the hell did he face the European Union?
Look at him. He's taunting Mick. He's taunting him.
Oh, Mick. Oh. Mick tries to give a shove in the shoulder and gets thrown back.
Yeah.
Mick looks discombobulated.
Oh, he's taunting.
He looks
Mick.
He looks like the Redcoats did back in 1770. Oh. And there's a huge hit, and he's going down. In
one.
With a leg. One, two, three. It's over.
Oh, yeah.
That is a knockout. Mick the Brit. Oh, no. Here comes the chair. Here comes. Oh, Clinton in the chair.
What
no, Blackjack, you can whack Clinton. That's
dirty
pool.
Dirty move.
No. Mick, you got to get Hillary off of there. We've got a melee here. Donald.
She's out of there.
There you go.
That wasn't her first dirt move.
All right, so let me recap. Mick the Brit goes down in about 40 seconds. Blackjack Phoenix gets blindsided by Hillary Clinton. Was that a chair or was that a server she hit you with? All right, gentlemen, come on down. Come on down. Let's bring Sprinkles the Cat over here. No, Mick's not the winner. Retaining the championship belt for the Alpha Championship of the World, Buffalo's Blackjack Phoenix. And Donald Trump, the undercard. Mick, bad news. You better start swimming home because we're not flying you back after that performance. All right, lieutenants, that was Mick the Brit, Blackjack Phoenix. Blackjack, come on down. We got to talk about Buffalo Wrestling for a second. So, Blackjack, here at Buffalo Riverworks, you carry on a tradition. Buffalo has had a huge wrestling tradition for a long time. Tell me about how you're keeping it alive right now.
Thank you, Dave. Well, Buffalo Wrestling has been around for a long time. It's one of the hotbeds, the original hotbeds of professional wrestling.
I think we got a little wireless coverage issue here. Here we go.
Right here with Riverworks and Riverworks Health, we brought professional wrestling back to Buffalo, true professional wrestling. And if you're all interested, next Friday night, August 19th, we're right here at Riverworks. If you want to see me kick some butt, get your tickets now.
The competition is going to be much stronger than Sprinkle Cat from London, I can tell you that.
Sprinkles was a little feisty.
Yeah, you call that feisty? You manhandle them. And how long have you been doing wrestling?
It'll be 20 years in October.
And I remember growing up as a kid, you know, you had all those big names because wrestling was a regional thing. Dominic DiNucci, and you had Dick Byers, and there was Ilio DiPaolo, all the great Buffalo names.
Oh, they were all great names. A lot of them are still around. Dominic's only in Pittsburgh. He comes up once in a while. Of course, Ilio, his tradition is carried on by his son, Dennis. He's at every single one of our events. And the Destroyer comes every single time. You come to one of our events, you'll see the Destroyer somewhere.
All right. And Donald, outstanding performance.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
He's supposed to say, believe me.
Oh, it's believe me, but it was lost in her emails.
That is true. Let's give it up for Blackjack Phoenix. Who are the folks, by the way, playing Hillary and Trump?
Kristen and Joe.
Take the mask off. Kristen and Joe. And let's give it up for Sprinkles the Cat, Mick the Brit. Nice job, everybody. All right, had to have a little fun today with the wrestling. All right, lieutenants, let's go back up to the main stage. Colonel Ange, I think we've got the next delicacy, correct?
Yes, sir, General, we do. And as you're walking up to the stage, why don't we let the Portuguese princess bring the five-star burger?
All right, and I have to tell you, watching Mick, he was a little feisty. He was. He had no chance of winning, but he was feisty. Yeah, I'm going to need two bibs for this, no question about it. All right, Portuguese princess, thank you very much. Colonel Ange, what do we have?
General, it's a one-half pound of my special beef blend. It's covered with...
Wait, 1.5 pounds or a half pound?
It's a half pound, General, because we're building. Then we got a quarter pound of Grandma Ida's pastrami. That we put that, we grilled that, we topped it with a quarter pound of Swiss cheese. There's lettuce, tomato, and my special buffalo sauce.
All right, let's get the Portuguese princess to cut these in like fifths so we can all try
fifths.
Them.
Fifths.
Yeah, we're just going to take a taste for everybody. I want to share it. Now, Colonel Ange,
yes.
I brought something for you from the Cigar City. While I was perusing the market for some fine meat products, I stumbled across a product. I actually had tears in my eyes when I saw it. I was so overwhelmed and overcome with joy. It is bacon jam. Bacon jam. So, Colonel Ange, see if you can do something with bacon jam. And the taste is incredible. Where do you taste this thing?
Bacon jam.
Colonel Ange just put the bacon jam under his underarms. Beautiful.
Oh.
Ah, nothing like the fresh aroma of bacon jam on Colonel Ange.
Thank you, General.
All right, beautiful. When we see you later tonight, I hope you take a shower. Outstanding. All right, let me do this. I'm going to take a little sample of the old. This is the Jack Daniel's single barrel proof. Now, this is some serious stuff, and I know we've got Jeff from Jack Daniel's. Let's give it up for Jack Daniel's and Hamburg Brewing. Put a bottle of some nice Jack Daniel's as well as Hamburg beer. In your bags. Now, this is the single barrel, so this is going to be a little bit more. It's going to have more personality than the regular Jack. Let me take a sip. Whoa. That has some major. That has some major power going down. Wow. This is, I think, 100 and. Let's see. Proof on this is, I think, about 130 proof. Or 140. Oh, here, you want the whole bottle? Take that. Try that. Whoop. That is powerful. Try that, Nimish.
Wow, that's delicious.
That's definitely on the full side. It definitely hits you on the way down. On the warm factor, that's a 10+. All right, let's take a bite. Nimish, go ahead. We'll take a bite. This is Grandma Ida's pastrami with the burger. What else?
Dave, just like a Katz's sandwich, you've got Swiss cheese, you've got my special sauce, some lettuce and tomato. And that's my five-blend burger.
I'll tell you what makes that.
What's that?
The crunch of Grandma Ida's pastrami.
Yeah.
Off the charts.
Nice. Yeah. Mm. We put it on the griddle and we hit it with the Swiss cheese.
And when you get that char on that grill, magnificent.
It makes a difference.
It's huge.
Good.
By the way. All the recipes Colonel Ange is discussing today at CigarDave.com. So any of you here, any of you around the country.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Cure a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigars are not a safe alternative to cigarettes.
In the fertile fields of the Connecticut River Valley, there is still one cigar brand who grows their own Connecticut shade wrappers, Monte Cristo. Prized for its unique silky texture This exquisite tobacco has now been used to craft a cigar worthy of its name, the Monte Cristo White Vintage Connecticut. Building on the legacy of the beloved Monte Cristo White series, this excellent medium to full-bodied cigar is rich, flavorful, and complex. Crafted with only the finest vintage 2008 wrapper leaves, the Monte Cristo White Vintage Connecticut cigar has subtle notes of spices, vanilla, and hazelnuts. Packaged in a gorgeous handcrafted box, these exceptional cigars are available now at your local tobacconist. Pick up a Monte Cristo White Vintage today and experience the spirit of the valley.
Surgeon General warning. Cigar smoking can cause cancers of the mouth and throat, even if you do not inhale.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Suspended for deflated balls when your nads are made of steel. It's the General. Cigar Dave.
All right, last few minutes. We'll make it count. Mrs. Harem of One Gina.
General, I have something for you that I made special, and I know you will appreciate it, as well as the Patels and every other hardworking cigar company in the industry. Seems to be a popular topic of conversation. Roll that baby out.
And it says...
FUDA. To the Foolish and Dumbass Administration. Hands off my ash.
Very nice. I like that. F-U-D-A. Screw the F-U-D-A. All right, Gina, thank you very much. Let's go. Oh, some people I need to thank first. First of all, watch that microphone. Got to thank a whole bunch of people. First of all, I've got to thank from Entercom WBEN, our great affiliate, Greg Reed, Zach Evans, Ross DeFranco, Corrine, Kevin Matt, promotion staff from Buffalo Riverworks, Sean Green, Becky Jones, Bill Casale, great job. From Seneca Poker inside the Seneca Niagara Casino, Jeff, I believe it's Miracle. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Bernadette Scott. From the Tinderbox, we got Jim Dvorak and James Atwalai, Dave Korzak, Elaine Rhea. And thanks to all of you for making the Alpha Pleasure Fest bigger and better. Let's go to Captain Paul.
General, I've got John Moynihan here from the 914th Air Wing in North Niagara Falls, New York.
Well, to the Patel family, thank you for the great cigar. It's awesome. Appreciate you guys coming out. To the General, I'm only a colonel. Thanks for the invite. I appreciate that. But most specifically to the veterans in the audience, like we've talked about already, here's to you guys and everybody here. I know who supports them all. I appreciate that. But most specifically to the members of the 914th Airlift Wing and the 328th Airlift Squadron that are in Niagara Falls, New York right now. They're in the desert. They're going to be back here in September. a toast to those guys.
Absolutely.
Get back here safe, boys. Appreciate
it. And we wish them
God
well.
Bless you.
Absolutely.
You.
XO Tim.
General, I don't know if you should worry about this. There's somebody from the FBI here who's been taking notes on you all night.
That's not the first time I've heard that.
Hello, General. How are you?
That's got to be Mike Lewicki, formerly of the FBI. Yes.
Nice to see you. And just for your information, General, I'm not the only representative from the FBI here. There's somebody else here who's deep undercover, and I can't point him out right now, all right? But he helped me. You asked me a few years ago to get you your FBI file.
Yes.
Well, I went to Buffalo FBI, no file. I went to Tampa FBI, no file. But then I went to Washington to our headquarters there, and I hit the mother lode. General, I have your files in here.
Outstanding.
And I think I'm going to have to give them to your mother because there's some stuff in there that she's got to see before you have a chance to see it.
Trust me when I tell you, she won't be surprised. Will not be surprised. By the way, I'm sure Comey reviewed it, so I'm off the hook like Hillary. I'm good. All right, let us go now to Butcher Dave, Colonel Ange. It is time for the presentation of the Slab of Tomahawks.
There you are, General. We've got
holy mackerel, look at this.
We've got the tomahawk steak. I've got the whole roast right here. We've grilled some up for the General to taste. Also, I have a special alpha male ale sausage, which I'm sure the General has. It's got the alpha male ale in the sausage. It's a German style. It's got a nice pepper bite to it, and the flavor of the beer is fantastic.
Wait, I'm going to take a taste of the sausage. Hang on.
Everybody wants an alpha male sausage in their mouth, General.
I just don't like attending sausage fests. Oh, it's excellent.
It's great stuff.
All right. You're going to leave that whole thing with me?
Yeah. You know
what? All right, let me take a piece of the slab of tomahawk. I tell you, off the charts.
Thank you, General.
Give him another gold medal, Tim.
Great job, Butcher Dave. Oh, thank you.
That tomahawk, unbelievable. And we still have some for sale, right?
Oh, yeah, we still have for sale. Just stop on over. We can catch out. It's $40 for a tomahawk steak. Cut it right off fresh, wrap it up, and take it home.
Outstanding. I'll just take that, put that in my car.
All right.
Outstanding. And let's give it up for Butcher Dave, everybody from Orchard Fresh as well.
Thank you.
Colonel Ange.
Colonel
Ange.
Thank you.
And where's my entire great crew? Get up to the front of the stage. We can't do it without them. Nobody in broadcasting does what we do. Nobody puts on events the way we do it, and we can't do it without the entire crew that has been with me for a long time. They travel all over the place. We have a great time. They're great friends. And that's what we always talk about, the alpha male lifestyle, what it's all about. It's enjoying working hard, which, as a product of Buffalo, I always say I'm a white-collar worker with a blue-collar attitude. And I'm proud of that. And everybody behind me is a product of great friendships, great camaraderie. We work hard. We play hard. So let's hear it for all the people, my entire crew that you see here, because nobody else does this in the country. Rush Limbaugh doesn't do this. Glenn Beck doesn't do this. Sean Hannity doesn't do it. Nobody does what we do. So congratulations and a snappy salute to all of them. And I've also got to thank Sergeant Steve over in the corner. Job well done. Brian, how much time do we have? I lost track. 1 minute. Okay. 2 minutes. So we have plenty of time. Just let me know when we hit the music. So Sergeant Steve, want to thank our crew from audio. Steve, go ahead. If you have a microphone, introduce. All right. Well, we've got the whole crew. Larry and his crew. Outstanding job, guys. And again, I want to thank all of you for attending, because we couldn't make this go if it weren't for you. We sold this event out, and I've got an announcement. We have already booked the date for 2017 Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest back here at Buffalo River Works, Saturday, August 12th, 2017. The General's order, appear here for a great time. And put it on your schedules now, because we had some people that said I missed it, I forgot to mark it down. You know the date 1 year in advance. And we'll have an announcement on the Tampa Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water as well. That is the Saturday before Thanksgiving. So once again, it has been a delight to come to you from my hometown of Buffalo, New York. It is a resurging renaissance Buffalo, New York. Want to thank everybody once again, our entire crew. Want to thank our great lieutenants, our great alphas, General Mills, Hamburg Brewing. Want to thank Jack Daniels, Tinderbox, At Walleye, Seneca Poker, and WBEN. Once again, Cigar Dave, the General, saying, may your humidor always be full. May your cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Long live the Alphas in Buffalo. Let's make America great again. So long from my hometown in Buffalo, New York, USA.
Playing ball is a fun and healthy activity. Unfortunately, the cost of organized sports participation is out of reach of many children. Ardwood and Play Ball Foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. Join us Saturday, August 27th at 10 a.m. for the Home Run Derby fundraiser at Big League Dream Sports Park, sponsored in part by Tugwell Roofing. Admission is free and includes a kids' venue, raffle prizes, concessions, and good old-fashioned home run hitting. For more information, visit us on Facebook or call 440-4211.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Swimming superstar Michael Phelps earned one last gold medal in the final race of his career.
Swimming the butterfly leg of the 400-meter medley relay, Phelps grabbed the lead that world record breaststroker Adam Peaty had given Great Britain. Then Nathan Adrian brought the team home in Olympic record time, giving Phelps the 23rd gold of his career. It was the 1,001st gold medal in U.S. Olympic history. A few moments earlier, the women earned the 1,000th with a victory in their 400-meter medley relay. Connor Dwyer set a national record in the 1,500-meter freestyle, coming in with silver, and Simone Manuel, who swam the anchor leg of the relay, got the night started with silver in the 50-meter freestyle. Warren Levinson, Rio de Janeiro.
Donald Trump says he can fix the problems facing America.
We have problems with radical Islamic terrorism. We're going to solve them. We have problems with education. We have problems with Second Amendment. They want to dice up your Second Amendment. They want to take your protection away.
Trump campaigned in Fairfield, Connecticut. The death toll in Louisiana due to flooding now stands at 3 after a woman's body was discovered Saturday. Governor John Bel Edwards says it's hard to predict what areas will be most hard hit in these historic floods.
Because these are record floods, we don't know how wide the water is going to get in those areas. This is unprecedented, so we don't have records that we can go back and see who all is going to be impacted.
New York City police investigating the execution-style shooting of a local imam and an associate as they walked home from their mosque Saturday afternoon. The two were shot in the head by a lone gunman who fled the scene. Police say it doesn't appear robbery or their faith was a motive for the murders. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Imagine someone stealing your home without even breaking in. Think it's not possible? Think again. Have you or your aging parents already fallen victim to deed fraud, known as house stealing? The FBI is calling house stealing the fastest-growing white-collar crime in America. The scariest part, most people have no idea their home title was transferred, often to a person the homeowner knows and trusts, like a caregiver or family member. Now, there is a fraud alert service where homeowners and their loved ones can check risk-free that they're not already a victim. It's called HomeTitleLock.com, and it also alerts you if someone may be trying to scam you out of your home. Try Home Title Lock monitoring risk-free today and receive your home's title history, a $59 value, absolutely free. Deed fraud is increasingly targeting seniors. Protect your biggest asset and don't lose your family home forever. To make sure you're not already a victim, go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Torrential rain along the Gulf Coast and hot, humid air stretching up through the Ohio Valley and into the Mid-Atlantic has caused deaths by drowning and heat-related illness to almost half the U.S. General Physician Dr. Charles Snyderman has a few tips on weather-related safety.
Don't drive or walk into water on the road. It may be deeper or stronger than it appears. Don't leave children or animals in cars unattended. Take frequent breaks for shade and fresh cold water if you're working or exercising outside.
Dr. Snyderman adds, don't forget to check on your neighbors. Polio's reared its ugly head again in Nigeria after the country was declared free of the disease in October. Officials say military helicopters are rushing polio vaccines into dangerous territory in the northeast part of the country where the Islamic extremist Boko Haram holds sway. The reappearance of the polio virus is considered a major setback. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A federal judge is letting Volkswagen study the feasibility of scrapping 2-liter diesel cars that cheat on emission tests.
Judge Charles Breyer in San Francisco signed an order authorizing a test program involving 20 cars now owned by VW or its finance company. Breyer wrote that VW wants the test so it can understand the process of scrapping the cars and salvaging parts. In June, VW agreed to spend as much as $15 billion to settle lawsuits and complaints by governments about the cheating. The company agreed to give 475,000 owners the option of selling their cars back or having them repaired. VW has admitted that the cars were programmed to turn on pollution controls during government tests and turn them off when traveling on roadways. Keith Peters reporting.
Blues soul and gospel singer Ruby Wilson, known as the Queen of Beale Street, has died after suffering a heart attack last week. Wilson recorded 10 albums, performed with greats like B.B. King, Ray Charles, and the Four Tops. Wilson was 68. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 Fortes and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
Broadcasting from the number one news network in North America, it's the show for the next generation of Americans. It's Kilmeade and Friends.
You know, they honor President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS.
I meant he's the founder of ISIS. I do. He's the most valuable player. I give him the most valuable player award.
He is absolutely right. All the things were put in place by this administration to help this former Al-Qaeda franchise become a trans-regional insurgency.
I don't want intelligence shaded by politics. I don't want it shaded by the desire to tell a feel-good story.
The expectation was that our central command was going to report out that all was well in Iraq, that the United States military might was crushing ISIS. And that'd be great if it was true. It just turned out it wasn't.
You have senior leaders in central command manipulating these reports so that they'd be more favorable. So this is very, very serious.
It's absolutely dangerous. Don't send our men and women into harm's way with misinformation.
We are seeing the highest levels of our military putting American men and women at risk of losing life and limb because of domestic politics at home.
This is not a one-off thing. And I think much of the media coverage has treated this as a one-off thing at CENTCOM that's isolated. This is the way the administration has handled intelligence from the beginning.
America's solutions are discussed here.
Good morning. This is Kilmeade and Friends. My name is Pete Hegseth, your humble guest host on this beautiful Friday morning, in for Brian Kilmeade. We're taking Kilmeade and Friends on the road to God's country, broadcasting live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, my home state. I've got a beautiful view of the Minneapolis skyline as we bring you the latest and greatest news on Fox News Radio. You know, I'm here remote by myself in a studio. Our audio professionals at Kilmeade and Friends, Allison, Eric, and Peter, they're manning it in New York City and beaming me through the interwebs
the controls of this station, but we are off the rails and excited to join you for 3 hours on Kilmeade and Friends. So much to talk about. Also excited tonight for the advent of my team, the Minnesota Vikings, and NFL football. It's just a preseason game, but it's a lifestyle. You know, when the NFL is back, your morale inherently improves. So it's Friday. It's been a long week for a lot of us. But I'm grateful that you're here, and I hope you'll join our conversation all morning. The number is 1-866-408-7669. Before we dive right into the content, first of all, go America. If you're like me, you've been sleeping, you've been staying up way too late, watching sports you never watch, cheering for people you barely know against countries you want to beat badly. So in case you've missed it, the medal count right now in the Rio Olympics, America 38, total medals, 16 gold, China second with 30, Japan 22, Russians, the dopers, at 19, and then the UK and Aussies with 16 and 15, respectively. So America on top. We are making America great once again in Rio. The Olympics exciting a lot of us, and we're meeting old names like Michael Phelps and new names like Simone Biles, I believe it is, who was amazing. Biles. Sorry, I'm being corrected. Biles shows you what I really know. But really fun to watch Americans excel. We've got a great lineup of guests over the course of this show. Shadi Hamid, we're going to hear from him briefly. Geraldo Rivera, Shannon Bream, Congressman Mike Pompeo, and so many more. I believe we have Chris Steyerwalt as well. Today's conversation is going to center, again, so much to talk about that we can start on. But the conversation is going to start with the tale of two reports. You've got two reports that came out recently. The first, probably you missed it. You may have missed it, a Pentagon unclassified report. That was requested by Senator Kelly Ayotte about the nature of detainees at Guantanamo Bay. A lot of people haven't felt like there's been a lot of transparency from Guantanamo about the orientation of these guys. We're going to talk about it over the course of the show. Turns out 93% of the detainees still at Guantanamo Bay, which is a small fraction of the amount that were there when I served, 93% are still at high risk to return to terrorist or Islamist activities. Not a surprise to those of us that follow this issue. But again, clarity and light on a complicated topic. And the second is something that's been covered a lot more widely. We heard it in the opening rundown of clips. The Republican House Task Force exposing that at Central Command, high-level military officials or White House or national security officials had basically sanitized or skewered to present a rosier picture intelligence provided by lower-level analysts who didn't think we were making as much progress against ISIS as some of the other some of the reports that made it to the media and to the White House's desk, as they said. Again, if you're manipulating intelligence, you're getting bad reports to warfighters, that's a dangerous and deadly thing. We'll unpack more of that, which really could be a much larger scandal than people are treating it. And then finally, you heard the clips. I've heard the clips. We've heard the statements. Donald Trump accusing Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton of being the founder of ISIS and co-founder of ISIS, and that ISIS will be giving Barack Obama an MVP award. We will dissect the accuracy of those statements, the efficacy of those statements, and whether it's just wise politics to be framing it that way. I've got some pretty direct opinions. I'm interested to hear yours, 1-866-408-7669. Before we dive into the details of the politics, though, I've been reading recently a fantastic book. And I think it's an important book, and I wanted to bring the author of that book on this morning to talk about the threat we face and the realities of the world today so that we put a larger umbrella on the conversation that we're having about ISIS and the Islamic State and radical Islam. The name of the book is Islamic Exceptionalism, How the Struggle Over Islam is Reshaping the World, written by Shadi Hamid. And Shadi, I'll give you a little bit of his background. He's a senior fellow at the Center for Middle East Policy at the Brookings Institution. And the author of this book, his previous book, Temptations of Power, Islamists and Illiberal Democracy in a New Middle East, was named a Foreign Affairs Best Book in 2014. He is an expert on Islamist movements. He also has served as director of the Brookings Doha Center until January 2014. He's got a long academic background. But what caught me was this book and the reviews that it has received and, that, frankly, the truth that it tells. He's an analyst of the Middle East and of Islam and Islamist movements. And I think right now there's a lot of light he could shed on the topics that we're looking at right now in this world. What I like about Shadi is he's not coming at it from a conservative perspective or a liberal perspective. He's trying to dissect the Middle East and Islam and Islamism. Shadi, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hi, Pete. Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate it. I have been pouring through your book, finding it incredibly fascinating, because what I think you've been trying to do is honestly pull back the onion on that part of the world or on Islam and Islamism and determine the scope of the threat, the scope of the possibilities, the realities of that region and of a massive religion and its many adherents. I want to start first with kind of some of the news of the day and some of the things we hear from leaders and have you give kind of a more analytical take on it. We have a divide in this country. Republican candidates saying radical Islamic terrorism, our president and others saying, you know, ISIS is not Islamic. As we look at the Islamic State, is ISIS Islamic?
So it's very clear that ISIS is inspired by religion in some way, and it really concerns me. I understand when people want to disassociate Islam from ISIS, and especially my Muslim friends and colleagues who are very concerned about anti-Muslim bigotry. But I think we also have to speak frankly, and I think when Americans watch TV every day and they see images from the Middle East and ISIS and terrorism, it's very clear to the casual observer that religion matters. So I don't think we should dismiss it as, hey, they just want power or it's just about politics and they're using religion. I think we should take seriously what ISIS members and leaders say. They say that what they're doing is commanded by God. Now, as an American Muslim myself, I think their understanding is perverted and terrible and all that, and the overwhelming majority of Muslims oppose ISIS. But that doesn't mean that ISIS doesn't believe that what they're doing is right, and we shouldn't just dismiss that and put that in a corner.
Absolutely. No, it's a great point. Which leads to kind of the next question that a lot of Americans have is, okay, if we believe Islamic is a threat, or excuse me, the Islamic State is a threat, and they've declared it's their intentions to export terror around the world, how do we confront it? And there's, you know, of course, there's a military aspect to that, crushing them, defeating them on the battlefield. But there's definitely a deeper abiding sense that a defeat of radical Islam will require some sort of an ideological victory. And you write in the book, kind of the most honest portrayal of that tension that I've seen. And you in page 11, you mentioned the Islamic State, after all, draws on and draws strength from ideas that have broad resonance among Muslim majority populations. You're not saying that all Muslims, of course, or even majority Muslims support the Islamic State, but that they draw on ideas, whether it's the caliphate or a sense of a caliphate or Sharia law, that where there's some overlap or some resonance. Who's in the best position in light of that to discredit or defeat ISIS ideologically?
Well, it has to be Muslims on the front lines, obviously. And, I mean, one of the arguments I make in the book is that Islam is fundamentally different than other religions and how it relates to politics. So Islam, in my view, is resistant to secularization. So my concern is when we go to people in the region and we say, you have to be secular, you have to be liberal. We might want that as Americans, but if Islam plays an outsized role in politics, the key is to find ways to accommodate that in a peaceful, democratic way. So I think we have to – so as much as we have to fight and oppose ISIS and hope that as many Muslims do that as possible, we shouldn't go to the other extreme and say all religion is bad and Muslims have to be secular. So I think there's that kind of middle ground. And my concern is that if we tell Muslims that Islam can't play a role in public life, then that might encourage some people to turn to extremism or violence because they don't feel there's any way to express their views peacefully within a political process. And that's why I think it's important to make distinctions between different Islamist groups. Not everything is ISIS, and that's where I think, you know, nuances come in. On which groups are we talking about? The Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, the Nahda in Tunisia. Obviously, the AK Party in Turkey has been in the news a lot because of the failed coup attempt. All these groups are different, but they're all inspired by Islam's role, and they want Islam to play to matter in everyday life.
Sure. Turns out what people believe, whether it's Christians or Jews or Muslims, if they believe it and state it, they want to follow it. And you made the point about being resistant to secularization. You know, since 9/11, myself included, we've had a debate about, okay, is it imposing or giving freedom and democracy to the Middle East that will provide stability and prevent against extremism? Or are we now, you know, Donald Trump and others have presented this idea that maybe it was strong-armed dictators. Maybe it was more secular, more Western-oriented dictators who allow people to practice their faith in some ways but would not tolerate extreme mosques or extreme views. Maybe that's the best way to prevent extremism. What, Shadi, you've looked at this part of the world, and this is an honest question that I think I and a lot of Americans have. What's the model? What is the best model to point to in the Middle East of a way forward so that that region of the world lives in peace or has an opportunity to without fostering radicalism that seeks to be exported?
So I think that what we've learned is that authoritarianism is not sustainable. I mean, that should have been, in my view, the lesson of the Arab Spring, because these regimes had been around for decades, but people said enough is enough, and you had people protesting in the millions. So that's the problem with dictatorships. They might seem good in the short term in that they claim to provide stability and they're very rough. They don't allow dissent, and that might give the impression of stability. But you can't do that forever because people want to express themselves. They want to choose their representative. So we have to find a different model. And I'm worried now that in American public debates, there's this kind of nostalgia for this old era of pliable autocrats. And that's what Trump, I think, is drawing on. I mean, first of all, that doesn't accord with who we are as Americans. And as a child of immigrants, my parents grew up under an authoritarian regime. I mean, I'm sensitive to that. I mean, who? Mm-hmm. If we're not even willing to stand for our ideals abroad as Americans of freedom and democracy and trying to fight dictatorship or at least pressure dictators to open up political space, then you know, where is the moral component there? So I think we have to think more critically about that. And yes, democracies might not always be stable in the short run. They have to go through difficult transitions. We saw that in the Arab Spring, but I still think that in the long run, it is the best approach. And I'm a little bit weird in this way that I actually think the Bush administration's freedom agenda, they weren't good at executing it, but the basic idea was actually, you know, was right in some ways.
Shadi, that's a great way to wrap up this part. I hope you'll stick around after the break. I've got a follow-up question because you mentioned the freedom agenda. You also mentioned Donald Trump. On the backside of this break, I'm going to ask you and have you answer. He's been saying that Barack Obama is the founder of ISIS and the MVP of ISIS. I have to get your comment on that. For viewers, give us a shout in, 1-866-408-7669. We're going to be back with Shadi on the other side of this break on Kilmeade and Friends.
Getting past all the rhetoric. Kilmeade and Friends. This political season, One Network brought you smart, sharp, insightful coverage on air and behind the scenes. Our team is working harder for the story. Our people are fighting to bring you the fair and balanced facts from now until Election Day.
It's time to deliver a victory for the American people.
Let's be stronger together, my fellow Americans.
And no one will cover it all like Fox News Channel. We are America's election headquarters.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-582-7585.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-582-7585. That's 1-800-582-7585.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Gold and silver prices change daily. With a solid reputation for more than 30 years in the bullion and coin business, the Gold Mart will help with questions regarding investing in gold, silver, and platinum. Whether you're considering diversifying a large portion of your retirement portfolio or purchasing an ounce or two to start your nest egg, the Gold Mart has the knowledge and experience to make your experience pleasant, and the Gold Mart never charges fees or commissions on your transactions, so you're assured of professional help without any high-pressure sales gimmicks. Call 221-4653 to make an appointment, or stop by and speak with our friendly staff at 1191 Hilltop Drive in the Town and Country Square.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Created by the producers of The Cosby Show, Home Improvement starred actor-comedian Tim Allen as a TV fix-it show host who wasn't that gifted at home repairs. It also starred Patricia Richardson as his wife, future game show host Richard Karn as his sidekick Al, and little-known then Pamela Anderson as full-time girl Lisa. Home Improvement aired from 1991 to 1999.
What are you doing?
Randy split his pants doing the limbo.
And used a stapler to fix it? That's material on human flesh back there, pal. Let me get my hot glue gun.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
All right, we're back. Kilmeade and Friends, this is Pete Hegseth. We are back here with Shadi Hamid, author of Islamic Exceptionalism, How the Struggle Over Islam is Reshaping the World, a fantastic new book that I think all Americans should engage with to get a better understanding of that religion, of radical movements within it, of that region of the world, and how we can constructively engage with it in the 21st century, because nobody's going anywhere, and this problem's not going anywhere, and we've got to confront it and deal with it. And Shadi, I think, has laid out a very fair and thoughtful expose of what it really looks like. Shadi, I teased at the back part of that last break, and we only have about 3 minutes here. Donald Trump has been calling Hillary Clinton the founder of ISIS. Barack Obama, what say you about the policies, let's say, of the Obama administration, and whether or not they led to the rise of the Islamic State?
Yeah, so Trump is obviously quite wrong on this statement, and I think it's unfortunate that we've lost the chance to have a real conversation about Obama's role in this, because I think it is fair to argue that Obama's policies have helped contribute to ISIS's rise. There are certain mistakes that we made in Syria and Iraq in 2009, 2010, up until fairly recently. And we're not talking about that because everyone's able to make fun about Trump and his absurd statements. But I think one of the biggest mistakes we made was not dealing with the Syrian civil war. So here we have Assad, a dictator, killing tens of thousands of his own people in 2011 and 2012, and we as Americans stood by. And that led to a power vacuum in Syria, and it's extremists who filled the gap because the international community was not willing to act. And I think in some ways, Syria will prove to be Obama's Iraq because we can't undo the damage that has been done. And as you know, almost 500,000 people have been killed. And it's really in Syria that ISIS was able to revive itself and then spill over into Iraq.
No, Shadi, that's a great explanation. And very briefly, and we only have about another 30 seconds, so I'm going to ask you to do the impossible, which is Syria in 30 seconds. But what ought our approach be at this point in Syria?
I think we have to do something about the Assad regime. It doesn't mean regime change, but I think there has to be a threat of military force to force Assad to negotiate in good faith and make real compromises. And that's just common sense. Why would a dictator compromise if he doesn't feel there's real pressure from the U.S. and the international community?
Well, no, it's a great point. Yet you can think through that thought exercise and realize, wow, what happens when he goes or if he goes? So many difficult variables in that region that you understand better than almost everybody. The book is Islamic Exceptionalism. Shadi Hamid, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
Really appreciate it. Thoughtful guy, smart stuff. We're in the middle of a political election. A lot of conversation, a lot of rhetoric. We've got to remember the realities behind it all. Stick with us. Kilmeade and Friends. We've got Geraldo Rivera coming right back on the other side of the break. If you've got a question for him, 1-866-408-7669. We're going to ask him if Barack Obama is the founder of ISIS.
It's Kilmeade and Friends on Fox News Talk.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, August 19th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1983. President Ronald Reagan.
How they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth. They are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just sheer stupidity.
We had a good deploy, and Sunfield's closing now. We'll be with you in a minute.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited or inhibited as we grow. The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A man declaring his love for his wife on their 10th anniversary makes the Dean's List. Carl Gilbertson had the help of the students of the Liverpool Media Academy in England to sing for his wife, Laura, who has multiple sclerosis and uses a wheelchair. The group performed a beautiful rendition of the Bruno Mars song, Just the Way You Are. Carl knelt by his wife's side and wiped away her tears during the powerful performance. At the end of the song, the group held up a sign saying, Happy Anniversary, Laura, with a photo of her on her wedding day. Pure love and a powerful way to show it. Thank you, Carl and Laura. You both make the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Kilmeade and Friends.
40% of intelligence analysts that they spoke to said that at one point or another, over the course of this year, they'd seen senior officials rewrite or second-guess the intelligence assessments they provided, always in favor of a rosier picture of the U.S. Efforts against ISIS.
Why?
Well, they would argue that it was political manipulation. They didn't make a direct connection to the White House. They didn't say that this was something the president had said, you need to give me this picture. But it was very clear what the president believed about ISIS and about the jihadist threat going back to the beginning of his administration, really. But then throughout the 2012 campaign, Al-Qaeda's on the run. You had the John Brennan speech where he said we wouldn't even be really fighting Al-Qaeda and jihadists at the end of this decade. The president has said this repeatedly.
Last night you said the president was the founder of ISIS. I know what you meant. You meant that he created the vacuum, he lost the peace.
No, I meant he's the founder of ISIS. I do. He's the most valuable player. I give him the most valuable player award. I give her, too, by the way.
But he's not sympathetic to them. He hates them. He's trying to kill them.
He was the founder.
So we're back at Kilmeade and Friends right now. I'm Pete Hegseth from the cozy confines of Minneapolis, as we take Kilmeade and Friends on the road for the country edition. Again, give us a shout, 1-866-408-766. Now, we are joined in studio, remotely in New York City, by Fox's own Geraldo Rivera. Good morning, Geraldo.
Good morning, Major Pete. How you doing? What are you doing
I'm
in Minneapolis?
Great
town.
Home. It's home, so
oh,
I didn't
great.
Have to travel to come all the way to New York. I can't help it. It's a great town. We got a view of the skyline. Can't beat it. So it's been we've seen you all over the channel, obviously commenting on this yesterday and outnumbered this morning on Fox and Friends. But I want to get your take on both of these topics. First, now you've been in the field. You talk to generals. You understand the dynamics here. What do you make of, you know, Steve Hayes saying 40% of intel analysts have said that they've seen senior officials rewrite intel assessments? Obviously, the most recent report coming out of CENTCOM. What do you make of this? Is this more commonplace than we think, or are there pressures coming down from the Obama White House?
I don't know. There's so much of what you've been talking about and teasing all morning that I'd love to comment on. But let me just, for the record, I was in the last combat convoy out of Iraq. It was on my 11th assignment in that sorry country in 2011 in December. I was very proud that I was one of the few journalists selected to make that last ride. And we looked in the rearview mirror and watched as this huge base that we had just left was inundated by civilians jumping over the fence and going and robbing the Ford 150 pickups we left behind and the other military vehicles and all of the equipment. It just raped all the equipment that supposedly was going to the Iraqi military, disappeared literally within an hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
We were hardly out of sight of the base when it had been stripped bare bones, and I knew right then and there that we were leaving behind a very, very dysfunctional country, a country with a government that had been highly sectarian. I mean, it ultimately turned out even worse than we thought it would, obviously, and left a huge power vacuum and great bitterness between the Sunnis and the Shiites, and that led to the the morphing of Al-Qaeda in Mesopotamia into ISIS, and we watched that whole process happen. But in terms of the intel, in terms of the disconnect, let me just get to that point first, between the United States military and the White House of the United States and the political arm of the United States government. You know, I'm very dear friends with General John Campbell, who was our commander in Afghanistan. I met him as a colonel, watched him with 1 star, 2 stars, 3 stars, 4 stars, watched him in and out of the Pentagon, and saw the conflict that General Campbell had with President Obama over the residual force in Afghanistan. You'll recall POTUS wanted to severely cut what we left behind in Afghanistan. General Campbell and other wise warriors said, wait a second, the country cannot sustain if you don't have a force that's much more substantive than that. But that tension exists. I think that, you know, I am not, although I had no idea that the intel was being nursed that way. It doesn't surprise me. It does disappoint me. And I just hope that, you know, politics aside, that our commanders, both in the White House and in the CENTCOM and in the field, are getting a true assessment of what it is we're facing.
You raise an interesting point. So what you're saying is in Afghanistan, the intelligence on the ground that was being pushed up contradicted the narrative of drawdown. So they listened to the intel on the ground and didn't withdraw as quickly
reluctantly.
As necessary. Reluctantly.
Reluctantly.
Reluctantly. But that's a response to intelligence. And what we're hearing now is that in Iraq, that the intelligence is saying ISIS is stronger than the White House and others are telling us, because someone in the middle of that chain of command is painting a rosier picture. Do you think maybe it's all impacted by the fact that Iraq was always the bad war for Barack Obama and Afghanistan was always the good war, so he's going to listen to the intelligence in Afghanistan to try to get it right, even if it contradicts what he wants to do, whereas in Iraq, you know, they always wanted nothing to do with it, and as a result, they want to paint a rosier picture to kind of get past it?
Part of your question requires me to get inside the head of the President of the United States.
Sure.
It's very, very difficult, but I will say it does seem, from the outside looking in, that President Obama, in the post-2011 Iraq, has held his nose and has been dragged kicking and screaming into that fight. I think it is absolutely unconscionable. And to me, one of the prime reasons to vote against the Democrat in this election cycle, that ISIS was allowed to metastasize and actually control a geographic area and declare itself a nation, even in the face of the most horrifying atrocities that have ever been exacted on Americans, people's heads getting cut off, being lit on fire, drowning, being executed on camera as they march along beaches and so on and so forth. How and why ISIS, for example, was allowed for an entire year or more to sell that oil that they were stealing out of the ground in Syria and Iraq, sell it to Turkey and others without those facilities being bombed by us. fattening their coffers that they could use to wage international jihad against us. I think that is history will frown on that in a way that I cannot underemphasize. It really is a total failure. Why we allowed these punks to exist in that country for so long and to spread their venom and their violence everywhere is something that I think President Obama has to answer for, and to a lesser extent, Secretary of State Clinton.
Well, Geraldo, did you not just make the case right now that the MVP of ISIS is Barack Obama? And not that he supports them or supports their mission or any of that. No one would ever suggest that. But what you said is effectively that it is the policies of this administration, their willful blindness, calling it a JV team, that allowed the poison that is ISIS to fester. And we heard from Shadi Hamid earlier, who wrote the book Islamic Exceptionalism, that it's a combination of Iraq and uncertainty in Syria. But, you know, Donald Trump has made a campaign of bombastic statements. He calls Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama the founder and co-founder of ISIS. Say what you want about that or other comments, but would ISIS not exist today if Barack Obama hadn't done what he did?
But that's exactly the point. The point is the explanation is so vivid an issue. Why is it that the Republican candidate can't say what he means? He does he's horrible at sarcasm. When he says Barack Obama is the founder of ISIS and Hillary Clinton the co-founder and the MVP and so forth and so on, what he does is distract from exactly the substance of what you just said and what I just said. Why doesn't Donald Trump just stay on message? Make the point. Stop trying to be so cute. It's just like the Second Amendment BS.
Why doesn't he, Robert?
Because he is undisciplined. Because he is, you know, I know him and I love him and I lament this disaster of a campaign that he's been waging with these self-inflicted errors, when we should be talking about so many other things, with the State Department interfacing with the Clinton Foundation and so on and so forth. And instead, for 36 hours at least, the lead was what a dummy Trump is. He's saying that the president of the United States is the founder of the terror organization ISIS. And clearly, whatever you say about Barack Obama, he hates ISIS. He wants to destroy ISIS. He was way too late getting into the game. He's escalated it. He's been guilty of gradualism and all the rest of it. That's the real issue. Is that he has failed in terms of policy, and for 36 hours, Donald Trump insisted on saying he was the co-founder,
sure,
where clearly he's not the co-founder. And
well,
stop being cute, Donald.
So maybe the unwitting co-founder or the unwitting MVP of ISIS.
Yeah, you can say it a million different ways. Sarcasm is very, you know, you've really got to be a great comedian to do sarcasm. You got to be a pro.
That's true.
You got to have
true.
A good scripted line. You got to make it clear to everybody. Yeah, sure. He says he's not this or that. You know, you got to telegraph it. You got to make because in a hostile media environment, and Donald Trump exists in a very hostile media environment. Let's be real here.
More than hostile. He can openly hostile.
Extremely hostile. Extremely and openly hostile. He can't afford to give ammo to his enemies, and these are all self-inflicted wounds.
Don't you also think there's a responsibility, though, and I know you're, as a journalist, you cut it both ways, but that for conservatives or Republicans who back him to first point their guns at the media and say, hey, he didn't mean that he wants to shoot or his supporters should shoot Hillary Clinton if she elects, but that he, you know, people are going to take issue with unconstitutional gun grabs and vote at the ballot box. Shouldn't we be the ones at first going out and saying, hey, you are making an issue of something that is not an issue, and then quietly go kind of this whole defend in public, admonish in private, rather than hyperventilating and running to the first microphone and saying, Donald Trump made another mistake. I mean, the left's going to do that for us.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because I think our pal, our mutual friend, Sean Hannity, is absolutely right about the elites in the GOP, Paul Ryan and so forth and so on, and they know who they are, who have been way too, sophisticated by far, way too self-interested by far. in this election. They run from Trump holding their nose and saying, oh, you know, let him be crazy. I'm a sane, traditional Republican, Jeb Bush and these others. You know, if there was a shred of loyalty, they would. But Donald Trump can't count on them. It's obvious. He can't. Not only is he facing a hostile media environment, but he's also and a very strong and well-funded Democratic Party. But he's also facing these quislings within the ranks of the GOP. These worms who care so much about their self-preservation now that they say, and they know the New York Times is never going to say anything nice about them unless they say something bad about Donald Trump. And I have to always bring it back to the candidate. Having said all that, Donald Trump should know better by now. He's been burned often enough. He has under 3 months now. From this point on, his only hope is to be flawless, to be on point, to be on message, to stop the sloppy comedy. If you want comedy, bring in a comedian. You know, stop the ba-dum-bump.
Well, even
not
Al
you.
Franken, who's a comedian elected to the Senate, dropped the comedy when he went to the Senate because he realized that's not the way to make things happen.
So where did you go in that Al Franken race, I wonder, talking about Minnesota? That was an interesting one. I remember when O'Reilly wanted to nuke the Twin Cities when they voted for Franken. But, you know, it's
I would hold back
story.
On that. I would hold back on that. But, yes, Minnesota has a penchant for interesting candidates from Al Franken to Jesse Ventura as well. So
but here, let me give you an example. You're in Minnesota. So here's what Trump could do. Trump could go to the scene of that. Remember the bridge collapse?
Yeah.
He could go to the scene and say, our infrastructure stinks. The Democrats, 8 years of Obama, have allowed the streets to rot and the bridges to rust and the tunnels to collapse and the this and the that. I'm a builder. I know how to do it. I set this neighborhood and I straighten that out and I open this building and that building and I'll build this bridge stronger than ever.
Yeah.
You know, I'll make it twice as wide and, you know, I'll privatize the infrastructure building. I'll put people to work. You know, that's the Trump who had a chance and still barely has a bare chance, although he's blown a lot of his opportunity.
You know, I think I heard you say that, I believe, on Outnumbered as well. And you're exactly right. I think if you get out there and point to how his aggressive, pro-American, pro-free market, pro-higher wages, jobs agenda can improve the lives of people, there's still an opening for people to say, okay, this is the guy that I thought I might want to pull the lever for. Geraldo, can you stick around for a couple more minutes?
Sure,
to take off.
No problem.
All right, we're going to take a quick break from Kilmeade and Friends. Back on the other end with our friend Geraldo Rivera.
If you've got an opinion, don't keep it to yourself. Dial 866-408-7669 and share it with the world. Kilmeade and Friends.
Tired of losing money in the stock market? Tired of watching real estate values plummet? Choose the Golden Road with Gulf Coast Gold and Silver and get a free guide to buying precious metals. We have years of experience in buying and selling precious metals and can answer all of your questions on how to roll over 0.999 fine gold and silver into your IRA. Over the last 10 years, gold has been an asset in any portfolio. And during this period, gold has tripled and then some. With the increase in industrial demand for flat-screen television, cell phones, MP3 players, cameras, and cars, silver and gold demand could skyrocket beyond imagination. Gold and silver can mean strong returns for your investment, retirement, or savings. Call 800-416-4410. Again, 800-416-4410. At Gulf Coast Gold and Silver, every purchase is as good as gold.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-822-3341. That's 800-822-3341.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-822-3341.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of The Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Reading City Councilman Gary Cadd, who's running for re-election. Let's find out how the re-election campaign's going, what his initiatives are for unfunded liabilities, crime, drugs, and more. We'll also discuss the Olympics and, of course, what's happening in the presidential races. All of this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Welcome back to Kill Meat and Friends. We are still joined by Geraldo Rivera, Fox News man about the world. And Geraldo, we were discussing in the break, I know you have a shared love for this year's Olympics as well. I can't get it out of my, I want to watch it. I want to catch as much as I can. What has struck you the most?
You know, first of all, I think that it's, I lament that, you know, the nation gets so divided. Every 4 years we get so split in half. You know, the partisan rancor really, it poisons, it makes a very toxic kind of atmosphere. When you look at the Olympics, it's the opposite of that. I mean, first of all, I celebrate the spectacular diversity of our team. It really is an accurate reflection of the nation. And to see, you know, the black, brown, white, you know, Asian, everyone all together pulling together for the country and doing so well. And to see the, you know, the quote-unquote old guys like Phelps and, you know, making Lockley, you see them making history. And the, you know, I watched it with my 11-year-old Simone. Simone's my 21-year-old. With Sol, my 11-year-old Simone's a swimmer also, my Simone. Hmm. And to watch the two Simones on the team, the all-around gymnast and the first African-American to win an individual gold medal in swimming. And to see Lori Hernandez, the 16-year-old Puerto Rican from New Jersey. And you know, and Puerto Rico's on having such a hard time now with the Zika virus and the financial thing. It's such a nice tonic, such a nice thing to be proud of, to see the resilience of the squad, to see the way they love each other, the obvious camaraderie between them. It's so life-affirming. That's what I want candidates that celebrate that. Look at us. Look at us. Look at America. Look at how strong we are. And
They're just keeping America great.
That's it. They're keeping America great. That's the thing. They're not making America great again. They're keeping America great.
They are. No, it is. It's gripping every single time. And I love I love the story, the comeback stories too. You're right. Watching the sheer excellence of a Simone Biles is unbelievable in gymnastics and what she does. It's incredible. But then the undercard even of the two of Allie Raisman, who we all remember,
she was great
from the previous Olympics.
And how about her parents?
I know, exactly.
Aren't they fun to watch?
Those reactions are unbelievable. But she fights all the way back. And can barely breaks down into tears a half second after finishing the floor routine. I just love it because it's human excellence, and then it's a celebration of our nation, as you said. And some people don't like some of the taunting and the back and forth. Hey, it's a competition. That's exactly what it is.
It's so relatively benign. Except the crowd booing the Russians because of the whole doping thing. That's fascinating, isn't it?
Well, we should boo the Russians for doping.
No doubt. But booing, I don't know, in that context. But they're Brazilians. They're very exuberant, the crowd. They're very exuberant. But, you know, the big winner also is Rio. Everyone thought that everyone was going to be, puking and, being in the intensive care ward. It's a beautiful place. I've been there many times. I've had my wife Erica and I've been there, been to Ipanema Beach. And,
yeah.
It's such a fabulous country. I'm glad that they get to celebrate. They've had a really rough time.
It is beautiful. Once you get that camera vectored in on the pool, everything looks nice. It's true. Geraldo Rivera, thank you very much for joining us. You're
pleasure.
A busy man. We appreciate it.
Thank you, bud.
All right. Well, this is Kill Me to Friends. Give us a shout. We're going to continue the conversation. 1-866-408-7669. A busy day in America on this Friday from Minneapolis.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-582-7585.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-582-7585. That's 1-800-582-7585.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is the police. You need to leave the area. This is an unlawful assembly.
A crowd of protesters skirmished with police Saturday night in a Milwaukee neighborhood where an officer shot and killed a man after a traffic stop and foot chase earlier in the day, setting fire to a police car and torching a gas station. One officer was hurt by a thrown brick. Police say the 23-year-old man was armed with a handgun. It's not immediately clear whether the man had pointed a gun or fired at the officer. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley says Sunday will bring very high temperatures into Southern California, highs in the 90s.
Those anomalies are between 3 and 5 degrees, generally speaking, in Southern and Central California. But as you get into Northern California, it's about 10, 11, 12 degrees above normal.
And the weather will also bring a danger in the fire and also ozone pollution. Murder on the streets in New York City. An imam and another man shot dead in broad daylight as they were walking home from a mosque Saturday afternoon. Detective Inspector Henry Sautner says they have witness accounts and surveillance video.
Witnesses have observed this male with a gun in his hand. At this time, a motive has not been yet determined.
Meanwhile, mosque members demanding police investigate the murders as a hate crime. A random shooting injured five people Saturday, including three members of a Joplin church who were starting a trip to St. Louis. Police Captain Bob Higginbotham says officers were following the suspect's vehicle when he allegedly fired gunshots into the church van.
They could hear gunfire, and it was apparent to them that it was coming out of his vehicle. That was at the intersection with the Emmanuel Lutheran Church's bus.
And they say that the suspect does not have any ties to the people. Two other people in a nearby pickup truck were also injured in the gun. The news and analysis at townhall.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
United Airlines has won a much-needed labor victory Friday when its 25,000 flight attendants voted to approve a new contract.
The agreement comes nearly 6 years after the airline merged with Continental Airlines and is the first contract to cover flight attendants from both carriers. Since the 2010 merger, the Chicago-based airline has had to operate jets with cabin crews made up entirely from one of the predecessor airlines. Now it's free to mix staff, making scheduling easier and bringing down costs. Patrick Foss reporting.
A girl who fell from a Ferris wheel in Tennessee is improving. Greenville's son says 6-year-old Briley J. Reynolds, who had been listed in critical condition for 4 days, has been upgraded to serious condition. Two other girls who fell to the ground with her have been released from the hospitals. Inspectors say they found that rivets on the gondola carrying the girls had come loose. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Archaeologists digging near the Alamo unearthed the broken tip of a Mexican soldier's sword that may have been used in the famous 1836 battle.
Investigators with Pape Dawson Engineers say this sword tip was found in the dirt on the Alamo south side. The heavily corroded fragment, almost 6 inches long, would have been issued to a non-commissioned officer in the Mexican infantry. A similar tip found in 2006, also in downtown San Antonio, is believed to be from the Battle of Béjar in December 1835, when Texan forces defeated Mexican troops. 3 months later, Mexican troops returned to the area and laid siege to the Alamo, which fell on March 6, 1836. Val Dior reporting.
Kenny Baker, the 3-foot-8-inch actor who played R2-D2 in the Star Wars films, has died. Kenny Baker was 81 years old. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Come on.
Broadcasting from the number one news network in North America, it's the show for the next generation of Americans. It's Kilmeade and Friends.
You know, they honor President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS.
I meant he's the founder of ISIS. I do. He's the most valuable player. I give him the most valuable player award.
He is absolutely right. All the things were put in place by this administration to help this former Al-Qaeda franchise become a trans-regional insurgency.
I don't want intelligence shaded by politics. I don't want it shaded by the desire to tell a feel-good story.
The expectation was that our central command was going to report out that all was well in Iraq, that the United States military might was crushing ISIS. And that'd be great if it was true. It just turned out it wasn't.
You have senior leaders in Central Command manipulating these reports so that they'd be more favorable. So this is very, very serious.
It's absolutely dangerous. Don't send our men and women into harm's way with misinformation.
We are seeing the highest levels of our military putting American men and women at risk of losing life and limb because of domestic politics at home.
This is not a one-off thing, and I think much of the media coverage has treated this as a one-off thing at CENTCOM that's isolated. This is the way the administration has handled intelligence from the beginning.
America's solutions are discussed here.
Good morning on this Friday morning as Kilmeade and Friends hits the road to God's country. My name is Pete Hegseth, your humble guest host, guest hosting from Minneapolis, Minnesota, because, well, the founder, you might say, and the MVP of Kilmeade and Friends, Brian Kilmeade, has earned himself a vacation, so I'm hot seating today for him out of Minnesota, my home state, and we're the audio professionals of Fox News Radio and Fox and Friends are manning the fort in New York City, making sure this all happens without too many hiccups. So thank you for joining us this morning. Join the conversation, 1-866-408-7669. Again, 1-866-408-7669. And I have to start with two sports beats off the top because I'm just excited when I woke up this morning for two reasons. First of all, my NFL football season starts tonight when my Minnesota Vikings take on the Cincinnati Bengals. Yes, it's just a pregame or just a preseason game. Yes, it doesn't matter. Yes, it doesn't count, but it matters for my soul. And I think it matters for the souls of many listeners out here for their own teams. NFL football is back, which means morale is raising across the country. And then speaking of morale, just go America on the second sports comment, which is the Olympics unfolding before our eyes and the dominance of American athletes of all shapes and sizes inside the pool and out of it on the world stage. America leads the medal chart with 38 medals total, 16 of them gold. Followed by China with 30, Japan with 22, and Russia, the country that produces doping athletes that still lose at 19 medals, UK at 16, Aussies at 15. It's fun to watch the personalities, the old guys like Michael Phelps, and then the new ones like swimmer Simone Manuel with her upset win, Simone Biles and Allie Raisman in gymnastics. Listen, these are sports that you and I both watch once every 4 years. But when we do, we watch people we don't know who turn into friends immediately and celebrities, and we love watching them represent our great nation on the international stage. So if you're as excited about that as me, give us a shout. We might find some ways to talk about that, too. In between talking about the manipulation of intelligence at CENTCOM, in between talking about confirmation that 93% of those still at Guantanamo Bay are likely to return to terrorism if Barack Obama releases them, which he wants to do. In between talking about Donald Trump labeling Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton as co-founders of ISIS, all of which we're going to get to. But you know what? Those conversations are also, and this is part of the story of this election season, that whether it's the Second Amendment or the Khan thing or now ISIS and co-founders, which is a conversation that needs to be had because ISIS is here because of the policies of Barack Obama. That's legitimate. But we're talking about those things and not as much about yet another scandal, yet another revelation from Hillary Clinton. And before we go to Shannon Bream, Fox News correspondent who's in studio live with us, and we can't wait to hear from her, just a quick rundown. The Daily Caller is reporting this morning that the FBI, that there's a joint FBI-U.S. attorney probe of the Clinton Foundation. A senior law enforcement official is looking into that. Reports that that basically there's even more collaboration between the two, evidence of the two, and a full-blown investigation to look into it. Well, wait, rather than me read about it, why don't we bring in Shannon? Shannon, how you doing?
Good morning, Pete. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. You've been all over, you know, this story. First of all, before we get into the actual probe, there's reports that three FBI offices wanted a full-scale criminal probe into the Clinton Foundation, but Loretta Lynch and the DOJ refused to give it a go-ahead. What are you hearing about that?
Well, it's always so interesting because we had heard all along while the investigation to Mrs. Clinton's email servers was ongoing that there were FBI agents who would begin to speak out if she was not recommended for prosecution.
Yeah.
And so we've heard these trickles here and there, and you and I both know that when news comes out, it's usually because somebody wants it to. So this discussion about whether or not these offices pushed and the DOJ refused, it's very interesting, and I would expect we'll probably hear more things like that.
No, I think we will. Here's what Mike Pence yesterday had to say on the campaign trail about a cut 28.
And we just found out today that actually a few months back, the FBI discussed opening up a public corruption investigation of the Clinton Foundation, and the Obama administration's Department of Justice shut it down. You know, the American people are tired of pay-to-play politics, and when Donald Trump and I arrive at the White House, we're going to bring it to an end on day one.
You know, they really are sick of pay-to-play, of cronyism, of conspiracy, of collusion. You know, how could Donald Trump be better amplifying this or pointing out that electing Hillary Clinton would be the continuation of the type of cronyism we saw when she just controlled one department, let alone the entire government?
Yeah, I think that's one of his strongest arguments. And we see that when he's out there making the case based on those kinds of things, he gets traction. He does well. It makes a difference. And she knows, and her campaign knows, of course, these are vulnerabilities for them and for her. But he's so easily sidetracked and drawn into other tiffs and issues that, you know, a more disciplined candidate you would think would avoid, that he actually hurts himself by not focusing more on these issues.
Oh, you're right. I mean, these are things that are getting a mention here on Kilmeade and Friends and on Fox News Channel and on A15 of the New York Times as a non-story. But your average voter, if it's not being emphasized by the biggest megaphone in the room, it may not be heard. And other reports today, another network reported that a top aide to Hillary Clinton at the State Department traveled to New York to interview job candidates for a top job at the Clinton Foundation. The fact that aide, and this is Cheryl Mills, the chief of staff to Hillary Clinton, was taking part in a high-level interview for the Clinton Foundation while also working as chief of staff for the Secretary of State, raises new questions about the blurred lines that have dogged the Clintons in recent years. This is Stephen Hayes has been all over this topic as well. And last night, this is what Steve Hayes had to say about it.
What I think makes this so interesting is who Cheryl Mills is. Cheryl Mills is Hillary Clinton's chief of staff, really her top staffer. Republicans on the Benghazi committee thought of her as the enforcer, Hillary Clinton's enforcer, and her lawyer as well. To have her travel to New York City for the purposes of basically interviewing two would-be leaders for the Clinton Foundation, and then to have Brian Fallon say that it was clear that this had nothing to do with her official responsibilities is totally and completely preposterous on its face. Of course it had everything to do with her official responsibilities. That's precisely why they sent her, because they wanted to show people that this was sort of fluid.
The chief of staff of the Secretary of State goes to interview the future leader of the Clinton Foundation. Now, the chief of staff of the Secretary of State is married to Hillary Clinton, goes to interview the leader of the Clinton Foundation, de facto sort of run by Bill Clinton at that time. It almost seems too obvious to be a scandal because it's right there before us. How do they refute something like that?
Well, I think, too, that that's part of the way this operates, because I think that the Clintons in many ways have been able to rise above various investigations and innuendos and rumors over the years. And so I think that they feel emboldened, and it would almost be contradictory for them to act as if there was something shady or wrong about anything of these things that they're doing. And it gives them the ability to say down the road, listen, we weren't hiding this. This was out in the open, and we saw nothing wrong with it then. There's nothing wrong with it now.
Now, it's a great point. Why would they admit it at this point? They're going to stick to the party line. In fact, the State Department just confirmed that Mills' trip to New York was for, quote, personal travel. In fact, we'll read the statement from the State Department, came out from their director of press relations, and I quote, the department, meaning the State Department, can confirm that the trip in question of Cheryl Mills was for personal travel and was not paid for with government funds. Federal employees are permitted to engage in outside personal activities within the scope of the federal ethics rules. All federal employees are subject to federal ethics laws and regulations, including rules, blah, 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 blah. This is exactly what they always do. We followed the rules that existed by the letter, even though maybe they did, maybe they didn't, but certainly the spirit of so-called ethics rules were in violation, enough so that the FBI decided they wanted to look into it three separate times, and the DOJ said, nope, 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 you can't. Stay in your lane. How can I as a voter, how could people as voters feel like the system isn't rigged when you see basically blatant denials when evidence is there and then complete cover-up within the system? I mean, I just don't know how this stuff doesn't get exposed.
Well, the interesting thing is you mentioned how this statement talks about they follow the federal ethics rules, and you've seen Mrs. Clinton, and I have, we all have over the last few weeks,
sure,
when questioned about what James Comey, the FBI director, went before all of us and said, so basically outlining a case that sounds like he's setting up a prosecution, and noting the things that were done wrong, that were careless, that were, you know, extremely careless, I think were the words that he used. And then
reckless,
when she is questioned on those things later, she says, hey, he says I didn't break the law. They cleared me. Everything was fine. And there's much more nuance to it. But unless people are paying attention to the details and really listening and reading and looking at what he said, then the things that he outlined and the ways that, you know, national security essentially was put at risk.
Yeah.
You know, and his own statement that we couldn't be sure that it hadn't been hacked by foreign hostile powers. But when she continues to go out and say, while she laughs in these various interviews and is not pressed by many of the people who are able actually to get access to her, which is relatively rare, as we know, and says, I feel great. I'm cleared. I'm innocent. It's wonderful. If people aren't paying attention to the details, and if they want to believe her, if they're supporters, they will.
You know what? As always, Shannon Bream cuts to the heart of the issue. You're exactly right. I mean, ultimately, the lies for the lies and the press releases that deny are meant to sort of flood the zone with confusion, which leads to stories that are mixed within a press pool that is, for the large part, in the tank. And as a result, if people aren't paying very close attention or aren't otherwise already very invested, it just sounds like white noise. It just sounds like the things that they've heard in the past, and it breezes right through in a 24-hour news cycle. Well, if you would, Shannon, you'll stick around for us real quick?
We'd love to.
Oh, well, we would love to have you.
My pleasure.
Outstanding. All right, Kilmeade and Friends is going to come right back on the other side of a quick break. Stick around.
Kilmeade and Friends.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Tired of losing money in the stock market? Tired of watching real estate values plummet? Choose the Golden Road with Gulf Coast Gold and Silver and get a free guide to buying precious metals. We have years of experience in buying and selling precious metals and can answer all of your questions on how to roll over 0.999 fine gold and silver into your IRA. Over the last 10 years, gold has been an asset in any portfolio. And during this period, gold has tripled and then some. With the increase in industrial demand for flat screen television, cell phones, MP3 players, cameras, and cars, silver and gold demand could skyrocket beyond imagination. Gold and silver can mean strong returns for your investment, retirement, or savings. Call 800-416-4410.
Again, 800-416-4410. At Gulf Coast Gold and Silver, every purchase is as good as gold.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, August 19th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Talk. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In August of 1970, New York attorney Bella Abzug, one of the most outspoken leaders in the growing women's movement, gave testimony on the Equal Rights Amendment.
We felt this transcendent joy, for woman's life has been imminent, as Simone de Beauvoir did. It has never been completely human, because so few of us have had this great experience that all of us have had tonight, of creating in history, of taking the torch from those great women who won us the vote 50 years ago, and carrying that torch high so that it will shine on the lives not only of our daughters, but shines in our own faces in self-affirmation.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
We're back. Kill Meat and Friends, 1-866-408-7669. We are still joined by the one and only Shannon Bream, who, you know, Shannon, Olympics is the theme of the day today. I was not a gentleman and not at first asking if you have thoughts on the Olympics.
I do. I love it because we need some good news. And I am one of those crazy people who will sit on the couch and say, like, all right, if I quit my job right now, hired all the best trainers, like, which sport could I eventually compete in the next 4 years? And you're
is there
anything? Well, you know, my husband is an archery hunter, and I see how much time and effort it takes for him to go out and practice. But I feel like at my age, maybe that would be one of the only things I could get into. There's some shooting sports. That's a little bit of what I do
air
on the
rifle
side.
Stuff.
So I feel like maybe I'm going to need some LASIK to work on my vision and then start the training for those little tiny targets. And maybe I can make it work. I think it makes everybody dream, you know?
It does. Or it makes you depressed that you never dreamed.
some of that stuff, it's too late. But on the football front, the Bream house is on the countdown to college football. Super excited.
Oh, yes. Yes, Northern. I mean, Minnesota's got a decent, you know, the Gophers are just, they're lost in the wilderness for the last many, many years. But
they'll,
I understand the love of college. We will not rise again soon. But you guys have a corner on the market of college football, no doubt. No, I'm infected with football fever also.
Yep.
You are a much more coveted guest now that I know that about you.
Okay, good. Well, excellent. I'm trying to get some brownie points. And I feel because I'm sitting in Brian's chair, don't tell him, although I will tell him. I'm going to take a picture and tweet it out. I love sitting in his chair when he's not here.
Right, taking control. He's the founder and MVP of Kilmeade and Friends. You know that?
I know. And I feel like I've got an extra special bit of power today because of the seat.
You do. One of those buttons in front of you turns off my mic, and it's yours.
I would never touch it.
You take over the whole show.
No, we don't
Shannon
need to do that.
Friends.
That would be a disaster.
All right. Speaking of disasters, or confusion, I shall say, right now there's reports of a meeting in Orlando today amongst the RNC and the Trump campaign. A news report has it as a big, someone described it as a come-to-Jesus meeting Friday in Orlando, but our own Carl Cameron, John Roberts, and Chris Steirewald are reporting that it's, as Chris Steirewald put it, more of a regular meeting with irregular pressures and concerns. There's also reports that the Trump camp wants to open offices in all 50 states, RNC offices in all 50 states, to which the RNC kind of says, easy cowboy, you know, we've got swing states and we need to focus there. Mm-hmm. And then finally, dozens of Republicans are now kind of urged the RNC to cut off funds to Trump. You know, it's been a difficult couple of weeks. We thought he had reset on Monday. He's been on some different conversations since. Is this a reset on a reset?
It's tough to know because sometimes there are very different strategies. In the past, we have seen the candidates, the nominees, once they get to that point, very much coordinating with the party. But Donald Trump is just a different animal in every way. He's defied all conventional wisdom, and I think he really likes to do things his own way. I think there's been much more of a meeting of the minds in the past few weeks with the party. They've really tried to encourage and make nice and sing kumbaya with each other because they know they need each other. But I think sometimes his strategy as a non-politician is very different. And he'd argue, hey, it got me the nomination. You should listen to me and my non-conventional ideas. The party's going to say, listen, we got a bunch of down ticket stuff to worry about. We have House and Senate races. Mm. You know, you need to listen to a bit of our experience on this.
No, that's such an interesting point. You know, his focus is he's laser focused on the White House, and they're focused on a much broader set of races and the implications mm-hmm. of that. And you've got there's just not as much political experience inside a lot of the layers of the Trump campaign as they are in the RNC. But you're right, he can point to a primary and say, hey, I won that doing it my own way. And they're turning around and looking at him and saying, yes, but a general election is entirely different. How, Shannon, if you were to look right now, are the people you're talking to involved in politics, do they say that this is all recoverable and he could get back to even, say, by the debates?
Well, you know the movie Dumb and Dumber, which is a fantastic classic.
You and I share a love for that movie.
The line, so you're saying there's a chance. There's always a chance. Here's one of the issues, though, that you have to think about. David Drucker wrote a piece this week talking about the fact that early voting in some places starts in 30 days.
Wow.
So Trump keeps saying, we're going to equalize, we're in this for the long haul, we're going to close strong, but people start voting within the next month. And so the debates won't be done. They won't even get started. So it's interesting that if he is counting on that to help him close strong, and it may not work with early voters if they've already made up their minds.
Really interesting point. I did not know that, and I'm going to dig into that a little bit more, too. Early voting changes the entire game in a lot of places. Speaking of changing the game, you are hosting on the Fox News Channel the 2 o'clock show. Give us a quick preview.
I am America's Election Headquarters. We're going to talk about all the things that you have been delving into, more about this allegation that there are multiple FBI investigations involving the Clinton Foundation, some more about the explanations on those Clinton Foundation emails and Cheryl Mills, and we'll be debating all kinds of things like how Mr. Trump does equalize this. Can he do it in time?
Shannon Bream, you are the best. Thanks for joining us this morning.
See you soon.
All right. Kilmeade and Friends, we're back. Give us a shout. We've got Chris Steirewald coming and your calls. 1-866-408-7669. Stick around.
It's Kilmeade and Friends on Fox News Talk.
Playing ball is a fun and healthy activity. Unfortunately, the cost of organized sports participation is out of reach of many children. Ardwood and Play Ball Foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. Join us Saturday, August 27th at 10 a.m. for the Home Run Derby fundraiser at Big League Dream Sports Park, sponsored in part by Tugwell Roofing. Admission is free and includes a kids' venue, raffle prizes, concessions, and good old-fashioned home run hitting. For more information, visit us on Facebook or call 440-4211.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hey, hon, guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-off, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palos Cedros Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural, show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Harry Truman.
Harry Truman was the least educated president we had in my time, you know. But he had certain qualities that made him an unusual president. He was the most fearless government official that I've ever known. I remember one time some of us went down to talk to him about what we would like to have brought up through the years. And when he got through, he said, well, boys, I'll tell you, look at all this stuff. But he had a globe on his desk, globe of the world. He says, the only thing I'm really interested in is protecting that little globe.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A Chicago Uber driver makes the Dean's List for knowing honesty is the best policy. Jose Figueroa picked a man up from O'Hare International Airport and drove him to a home in suburban River Grove. After dropping him off, he realized the man forgot his wallet, and there was $3,000 inside.
I mean, there was temptation, I'll be honest with you.
Then he remembered the man saying he had sold his business in Ukraine, and that cash was everything he had. Jose said that being a Christian, he knew he couldn't keep the wallet.
I couldn't. I wanted to make sure I sleep good, so that's what I did.
When Jose arrived back at the house, the man's sister started crying. They invited him for dinner and gave him $100 to show their appreciation.
She sees me like a guardian angel. She smiles, she hugs me, she opens the door, and I see her brother sitting on the table eating dinner.
Uber Chicago's general manager, Marco McCautry, praised Jose. Thank you, Jose, for your honesty and your faith. You make the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
If you're interested in it, Brian's talking about it. You're with Kilmeade and Friends.
In many respects, you know, they honor President Obama. ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS. Okay? He's the founder. And I would say the co-founder would be crooked Hillary Clinton.
Last night you said the president was the founder of ISIS. I know what you meant. You meant that he created the vacuum, he lost the peace.
No, I meant he's the founder of ISIS. I do. He was the most valuable player. I give him the most valuable player award. I give her, too, by the way.
But he's not sympathetic to them. He hates them. He's trying to kill them.
He was the founder.
Donald Trump doubling, tripling, quadrupling down on his comments that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are co-founders of ISIS and Barack Obama is the MVP for ISIS. My name's Pete Hegseth. I'm in for Brian Kilmeade on Kilmeade and Friends. Give us a shout, 1-866-408-7669. I got a lot of feelings about this. I really, really do. Listen, Donald Trump says things differently than most of us would. But as a veteran of the war in Iraq who served there before the surge and went back as a reporter multiple times after, I wrote a book called In the Arena, which litigates and talks about the Iraq war extensively in multiple chapters. In many ways, absent the rhetoric, especially the MVP portion, Donald Trump is right on the substance. Donald Trump is right that it is the abandonment of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton of the Iraq war that created the conditions for what was al-Qaeda in Iraq, which was utterly defeated and pushed out of that country, to reemerge violently and even and George Bush previewed it. He said, if we don't defeat them in Iraq, I was standing in the Rose Guard with him when he said it in 2007, if they're not defeated now, then a more vicious and violent version of it will return that we will have to deal with in future generations. How poignant and how unfortunate that that's exactly where we are. Because Barack Obama decided to retreat, it was more politically expedient to do so. ISIS, the JV team, reemerged. We didn't tell the truth about it. We didn't confront it. We didn't bring the resources necessary to bear to defeat it. And so it's hyperbolic, but it's not entirely untrue to say that the most valuable, not player, but most valuable actor or most significant actor in the rise of ISIS was Barack Obama's unwillingness to confront it and his retreat from the battlefield in the face of it. We won the war in Iraq. We defeated al-Qaeda in Iraq. And then we decided to lose the peace and give it away. That is what Donald Trump is saying. A lot of us wish he would say it a little bit differently. You know, it's not, we know al-Baghdadi was the founder of ISIS. In fact, he lived in Samarra, a town where I spent a good many months. I know about him. We know about the network of people that led to the rise of ISIS. The point Trump is making, though, is still a powerful one about what this world will look like with 4 years of continued years of the Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton foreign policy. All of the intervention in places they think will work, like Libya, with none of the follow through. And then all of the retreat of significant places. And earlier in the show, we had on Shadi Hamid. He wrote the book Islamic Exceptionalism, which talks about the Islam and Islamic extremism. And he made the point, I've made the point in my book, that Iraq and what it could have represented, regardless of how you felt about it to begin with, presented an amazing alternative to provide an alternative in the Middle East to the divide between a caliphate. You know, two options right now is we have chaos and a caliphate or the Muslim Brotherhood, or we have secular dictators who still, while they may oppress Islamists, create an underground movement that is also violent. So bad options in the Middle East in many ways precisely because of the policies of the MVP, Barack Obama. I want your comments on this, 1-866-408-7669. We've got a couple in the queue on it right now. Matt in St. Louis, what's your take on this?
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I'd like to comment on what Trump said. And first of all, I think he hit the nail on the head. I mean, straight on the head by saying that Barack Obama is the father of ISIS, because his incompetence created an incubator for ISIS to just breed and get larger and more powerful. When they pulled out of Iraq and that country was stabilized, our military finally got it stabilized. And Trump, and I'll admit, I disagree with him about going to Iraq. I think it's 2020 hindsight. But sure. I completely agree with him that once you're there, that you have got to stay there and stabilize the area. And they could have created Iraq to be like another duty station, much like, you know, we have soldiers in Korea, South Korea. We have soldiers in Germany, and they could have done the same thing, created, you know, garrisons and outposts. But Obama decided to pull out. ISIS came in. They became powerful. He eliminated enhanced interrogation techniques to gather intelligence.
Sure.
I just think he created the perfect incubator, and I don't know what other conservative people think out there.
No, Matt.
But
that's a great point. And you know what? When John McCain said 100 years, remember when Obama harassed him about that and made that a campaign issue? He wasn't talking about 100 years of occupation. He was talking about what you're talking about, a residual commitment that's more standard than anything else. Matt, one quick follow-up with you, though. The rhetoric of MVP and founder of ISIS, does that bring people into the fold who might not have been Trump people? Does that turn people away? Just on a political level, do you think that's appealing rhetoric?
You know, I don't know. I got to admit, nothing that Trump has really said has ever irked me the wrong way, simply because I look at what people do. I don't look at what they say or how they say it. People can be a little rough around the edges. And quite frankly, Trump just has a really good way of appealing to people because he hits the nail on the head. It may kind of, you know, be like a bolt of lightning in the way he says it. But nothing that he has said has hurt our country. But we're talking about an administration that, aside from making our national security, you know, endangered, you know, and Hillary Clinton contributed to a lot of that. She sold out those men at Benghazi. Four of them got killed, including the U.S. ambassador. I mean, let me ask you this. Does anybody ever talk about the fact never in the history of the United States had an ambassador murdered, you know, under the watch of a president ever? I don't think,
Matt,
that ever happened.
No, it's a great point. Matt, thanks for the call. And the contrast you just stated is the perfect contrast. Words versus deeds. You might not like the words of Donald Trump or the way that he says it, but he is pointing out hard truths about the deeds of Barack Obama and the deeds of Hillary Clinton, whether it's the abandonment of Iraq, the chaos of Libya, lying over the bodies of fallen men, including an ambassador, as you point out, lying to the families about what happened there. Those deeds are the deeds people should judge them on, not just the words of Donald Trump, where there's a media that's going to pile on him no matter what. We've got calls pouring in. Let's go to Chris in Iowa. Chris.
Hey, Pete. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
We're sounding like an echo chamber. We're all agreeing. Trump, yeah, it may be a little rough sounding and maybe some people cringe when they hear it, but he's absolutely right. The pullout from Iraq that we worked so hard for, we had a stable Iraq. Bush handed him a potential stable country in that region, which we so desperately need. I say if we would have established permanent bases there, we'd be seeing a more peaceful Middle East right now, because we'd have a base of operations, peaceful, you know, good ally country over there. Instead, he pulls out for political reasons, and you and I both knew what was going to happen when we pulled out. It was going to destabilize again, and it has.
Well, of course, vacuum creates opportunities for violent actors. Chris, thank you for the call. And on the call screen, Chris served in the Navy during the Iraq War. Chris, thank you very much for your service. Thank you for your commitment to the mission. Thank you for your follow-through on the mission and for really understanding what's at stake there. You know, I his service in the Navy, mine in the Army, I think the reason what Donald Trump says is appeals to us is because it appeals to what actually happened on the ground, the ground truth. Ground truth matters. Actions matter. Words matter. And in this case, what happened, the pullout in Iraq, had horrible consequences. Chris talked about an echo chamber. I think that echo chamber might change. We're going to go to James in Long Island. James, I think you have a little bit of a different take.
You keep saying that Barack Obama started ISIS. That all started long before he came to office. And also, why is it that 22 of our servicemen are killing themselves every single day because they don't want to go back to Iraq.
That's
they don't want to fight ISIS. Over 8,000 of them killed themselves last year.
James, hold on. You think 22, I'm well aware of the suicide statistics, which are tragic and need to be addressed. It's not that 22 men and women are killing themselves each day, veterans, because they don't want to go back and fight ISIS. It's because, you know, service has effects on people in many different ways, and including the service they're getting here is not as adequate as it should be. Let's leave it right there. Let's not make that case, because I understand that well, and I don't think you want that debate right now. Let's talk about your point on ISIS. I get that there were aspects of al-Qaeda in Iraq. Of course, that's who we were fighting before. But I was there before and after the surge, and any professional that was there even longer than that even realizes that al-Qaeda in Iraq was decimated. Even Joe Biden in February of 2010 said Iraq would be a great success for the Obama administration because violence is gone and it's gone into the political process. What do you say to Joe Biden in February of 2010 who said his administration that Iraq would be a success because the enemy was defeated? Who created ISIS then?
ISIS has been around for about 30 years. Who are you kidding with this?
Well, radical Islamists have been around, but ISIS as an organization with a flag and a caliphate and terrain and a capital has not been around for 30 years. It's been around for two or three. It's been around since Barack Obama retreated. I understand the history of Islamism, sir, but we're talking about a manifestation of it today. Who is responsible for its rise?
Clinton, and your propaganda, that's all your show is about, is propaganda.
That's not an answer.
Your show is all propaganda. You don't have any facts to back any of this stuff up.
I just asked you a question, and you won't answer it, accusing me of propaganda. It sounds like you just don't have an answer.
America.
It's what?
Jimbo wants cameras in every mosque in America. I recorded him. He wants cameras and recording devices in every mosque, Muslim mosque in America.
Who said that?
Jimbo.
Okay, we're gonna leave it right there. I don't know what that has to do with what we were discussing at all. I don't know that gentleman that just called, but if you can't respond, then you just call the other person a propagandist, and then if you can't respond again, oh, then you just change the conversation. And that's when you know you don't have an answer. That's when you know Donald Trump is onto something, because there is no answer to the consequences of our retreat in Iraq. The consequences of our retreat in Iraq have been violence and chaos and ISIS and an ideology spread around the globe that threatens Europe and us today. That's what Donald Trump is talking about. We all wish he would talk about it better, but it doesn't mean he isn't right about what has happened on the ground. So much more to talk about at this. We're going to continue it, and we're going to get to Chris Steirewalt and your calls. Come right back. Kilmeade and Friends.
Kilmeade and Friends.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-582-7585.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-582-7585. That's 1-800-582-7585.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-822-3341. That's 800-822-3341.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-822-3341.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Recently, the California Board of Education unanimously approved implementing references to gay role models throughout history and social science curriculum. As early as the second grade, children will now be immersed into the gay rights movement and other similar topics within their mainstream education. This law will also prohibit the implementation of any classroom materials, including health studies, that reflect adversely upon LGBT lifestyles. These new guidelines will only diminish the importance of prominent events and historical figures for the sake of being replaced by LGBT icons. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
We're back, Kill Meat and Friends. I'm Pete Hegseth, your humble guest host, and we're here for your favorite segment and mine, Mr. Chris Starwell. Chris, how are you?
I think highly unlikely, Mr. Hegseth.
I've become a good liar over time.
Okay, that's good. You've been around politicians enough.
Indeed, as have you. Our digital politics editor at Fox News, and you got to read his Fox News halftime report. You see Chris Starwell all over the channel. Just saw him on the tube in my studio as well. Chris, we just had a pretty fiery couple of segments here around Donald Trump's usage of the founder of ISIS. We've been talking about the substance of it politically over time. Monday, you know, there was going to be this reset on the economy, then the Second Amendment stuff, a lot of which a lot of us believe are hyped up by the media. But the founder of ISIS thing, he's really stuck on for a couple of days. Does this help him, hurt him politically? Where are they going with this?
So it's a question of making the most of. So making the most of the existence of ISIS. Let's pull it back to 30,000 feet. The existence of ISIS is a net negative for Hillary Clinton, period. The fact that the Syrians, now look, she differed from Obama on whether or not to take out Assad and all that stuff. But arming rebel groups in a vacuum of power that leads to the creation of this Islamic State, which is not exactly getting ready to establish the caliphate, but has metastasized around the world and is a serious problem. A serious problem for the West to confront. It's a net negative for Democrats and for anybody who is championing President Obama's foreign policy, which includes Hillary Clinton. So take it as a whole, it's negative. The question about Trump in this case, in this instance, so you have other instances with Trump where he says things – that
the issue is net negative, or the issue is net negative.
The issue is net negative. The issue is net negative for Hillary Clinton. On ISIS. The question is Trump making the most of that point? So it's sort of like saying that if Donald Trump, a great example is Hillary Clinton's self-dealing and Hillary Clinton's favors for friends and the emails that reveal the State Department working in conjunction with her family foundation, and it looks like a slush fund and all of this yicky stuff.
Yeah.
So if you take that and say, gross, dude, then it can be effective and you push it. But what the Trump campaign does and what Trump does with it is instead to say that she and Barack Obama colluded together to subvert the Justice Department, which is basically accuse them of a crime bordering on treason.
Yeah.
Right. So you can't, when you don't make the nut on those things, when you make allegations that you don't make the nut on, you lose. When you overshoot the mark so much, you don't get credit for the stuff that would be underneath. If you aim lower and deliver for voters, I said this, it's actually true, it holds up, then it adds credence not only to your claim, but to the negative against your opponent. That's why you don't go with hyperbole every time.
It's a very good point, and I got to believe, you know, with the Hillary Clinton, with the Clinton campaign trying to label him as unstable or reckless or unfit, every time he overreaches or misses the mark or goes to the next extent, he just feeds that narrative.
Right. So if you're opening a golf course and you say that it is going to be the greatest golf course in the world and it is magnificent, okay, right? And people get that in marketing there's a little there's some malarkey in marketing and all of that stuff, and that's fine. People also assume there's malarkey in politics too, but when you're talking about substantive claims, when you're accusing the president of the United States of an impeachable offense, when you are talking about the existence of this substantial threat to the West in the form of ISIS, when you're talking about serious stuff, you gotta be cool, because if you overcook it every time, you're the boy who cried wolf, and people don't listen to you anymore, and it's just words that come out of your face.
Yeah, no doubt. Heavy stuff. We'll keep going. A lot I could talk to you about, but we're running close to a break, so I've got to wrap up with the question we're asking everybody today. Olympic highlight so far.
I'm anti-Olympics. You're asking the wrong person.
How can you be anti-Olympics? That's like being anti-American.
No, it is not. It's being pro-American. The Olympics are. Did you see that opening ceremony?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay.
The only thing my favorite Olympic moment so far was when I caught my sons watching beach volleyball.
You always a unique take. We got from Chris Steierwalt. Well done, sir.
See you guys.
Thank you. All right, Kilmeade and friends, keep the calls coming. We're going to get to them for sure. 1-866-408-7669. We will be right back.
Weeknight, Kelly brings the heat.
Developing tonight, a Kelly File exclusive. This is breaking news. We're just getting this.
Inside today's most explosive stories.
That's not the way it was supposed to go down.
Getting answers and challenging the status quo.
There is a back and forth. I'm not just going to give you the platform for a soliloquy. Don't come on here and spit. I will leave that to you to decide.
Powerful, insightful, fair, and balanced. Megyn Kelly taking prime time to the next degree.
Join me for the Kelly File, weeknights at 9.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Vistar Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at vistarbank.com. Vistar Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. People in parts of Louisiana are suffering after heavy rains caused rivers to overflow and flood surrounding areas. More than 1,000 people have been rescued. Authorities in Louisiana say 3 people have died. Baker, Louisiana Mayor Darnell Waits says the town is being evacuated.
I am moving 2 loads of people out of this shelter and sending them to Southern University because I am surrounded by water.
The Coast Guard says it rescued 5 people from floodwaters in the Baton Rouge area alone. Police are now going car to car to rescue people stranded on an interstate. Campaigning in Fairfield, Connecticut Saturday, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump complained about his coverage in the New York Times. He says he might ban that paper from covering his events, like he's done with the Washington Post.
I'm no fan of the Washington Post either, although they've been much nicer lately, I must say. I banned them about 2 months ago. But maybe I'll let them back in.